Blog Talk Radio. Fold.
Take a pose.
Mike Cube.
Come on, baby mama.
The House of Valentino presents The Awakening Ball, Saturday, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. Are you ready? Your grand prizes include Butch Queen Runway, The Trickster, for $1,000. Team Performance, The Assassins, for $1,000. As well as Legendary Femme Queen Performance, The Queen of the Throne, for $1,000. Many grands include Butch Queen Vogue Femme, The Battle Cat, as well as Realness with a Twist, The Double Take. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies presented by the House of Valentino. The Awakening Ball, Saturday, November 3rd, at the Hazelwood YMCA. The address, 4213 Chatsworth Street in Pittsburgh. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $150 in advance, $200 at the door. Your commentators include the icon Jack Mizrahi, icon Selvin Khan, legendary Kevin J.C. Prodigy, and Jukebox Valentino. The House of Valentino presents The Awakening Ball, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies. Get ready, girls. Rodney Prodigy and James Icon present What's in the Name Part 2. Saturday, November 10th in New York City. Grand prize, $1,000 for Old Way. Make us believe you're back in the 80s. Grand prize number 2, open to all Legendary Runway for $1,000. Other cash categories include mini grand prize, open to all Streetwear for $300. As well as Open to All Runway, The Casting Call for $500, sponsored by the Mocha Center. That Saturday, November 10th, in New York City. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $150. The location, The Light Box, 841 Barreto Street, Bronx, New York. For more information, contact Father James Icon or Father Rodney Prodigy via Facebook. Or visit the event page for more info.
October 27th, 2012. The CEO and founder, Mother Jasmine Couture, brings to you a new collection. A collection of horror. A collection of mystery and suspense. Come bear witness in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., as Mother Jasmine Couture brings to you the scariest night in ballroom history, Gagoween. Grand prize, open to all Legendary performance for $6,000. The mystery, 666. That's 16 captains, 6 teams, and a mystery femme queen per team, Gagoween. Other cash categories include Butch Queen Runway, The Walking Dead, Open to All Foot and Eye, Designers from Beyond the Grave, Team Realness, Children of the Corn, Butch Queen Sex Siren, The Candyman,
They're back.
That's right. In a special category that I'm calling The Grudge. Six of today's hottest divas are invited to settle their score at Gagoween. Three grudge matches, $1,000 each, with the grand prize thickening throughout the event. Mother Temptress, the overall mother Didi Chanel, says she wants a rematch at a big ball. Mother Kelly, the icon mother Shay Shay Chanel, says it was only a Wednesday night mini ball. Get over it and bring it to Gagoween. And legendary mother Sasha Garcon and the icon mother Sanaya Ebony, which one of you are the true ladies of Sex Siren? That's right, three grudge matches. Three divas will win, $1,000 each. But how much more will be raised at Gagoween? Find out October 27th in Washington, D.C. For more information, contact Jasmine Couture directly or subscribe to Jasmine Couture's Facebook page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $10,000 in grand prizes, history will be made once again. Gagoween.
We're live at the 2011 Latex Bowl with the two baddest bitches in the ballroom, Naomi, Miss Rahi. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
You look beautiful, sis.
Thank you.
And then we have BNG Kelly. She got her Jordans on, feeling like the cunt.
Legendary mother, Kelly, Miss Rahi.
East Coast?
Legendary. Legendary. Legendary mother, Kelly, Miss Rock.
Kelly. Mitha Rock. Mitha Rock. A legendary mother. The Kelly. The Mitha. The Mitha Rock. The legendary mother. Mitha. Kelly. Mitha Rock.
I got a strategy. I went to jail for this boy and everything today. Yeah. The best dressed sex leader. Who was supposed to come to the ball dressed already. The boys know who they are. Who did not come dressed to this category.
Fucking lady!
Tiki-tom, oop, up, around the block. Hope you all tune in, ready or not. All the information you need about the scene. Won't you all tune in, The host with the most over of the scene. The top is the show for me. I'm in radio show on the planet. I know these fucking bitches can't stand it.
Drag, cunt, you try it, I'm going to attack.
Don't fuck. What's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on the air for another installment of the show. This is definitely the number one radio station in ballroom history, where you can definitely get all information ballroom. All the 411, all the tea, all the shade, and all the drama, and all the politics of the ballroom comes through here. I am the baddest bitch in the motherfucking land, It don't get no motherfucking better than this, honey. I'm here, I'm live on the air, and I'm fueled, I'm ready, and I'm motherfucking energized. So a bitch come my way, I'm going to motherfucking give her exactly what the fuck she needs. And on that note, I am the real bitch that they let through. I'm going to bring my sister on and let her, you know, get her life, Miss Thing. It's the one and only Miss Alexis Snow. You already motherfucking know.
All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls standing in the.
All the girls standing in the.
All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom.
Ladies and gents, the shady lady, that realness bitch, Mother Gotcha herself. She's the bitch that says what you won't. Alexis Snow, you already know.
Miss Alexis Snow, you already motherfucking know.
Move over and let a real bitch through.
Ready?
Now you
I don't
tried,
know.
The bitch you tried tonight is going down basement, I promise.
Okay, well, without further ado, we're going to bring our other partner in crime on, honey. He's just like Miss Alexis Snow, honey. He is Prince Jason Bridges, honey, and he says what's on his mind, and he says it just like he motherfucking means it. Addie, how you doing?
A kinky is a party for calming all your nerves. We're spilling tea and dishing just desserts one may deserve. And though the sun is rising, you may choose to leave. So shade that lid and we'll all get cheer to your ennui.
Let's have a kinky.
I want to have a kinky.
Lock the door tight.
Let's have a kinky.
I woke you up with those two motherfucking pictures that I just posted.
All right, bitch, I'm warning you ahead of time. Keep it the fuck cute.
We're going to have a key, honey. Rodney is getting off of work. We're waiting for Rodney to get off of work. And as soon as Rodney get off of work, we're going to have a key, honey. It's definitely going to be a kiki up in here tonight, honey, okay? Mother is back from Texas, honey, and we're definitely going to have a kiki on the clock's expenses, okay?
Yeah, it's definitely.
Maybe it's, let me see this. We have a caller so early. Hold on.
You better say something, Kelly.
917-833, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, Kelly.
Hey, who's this?
This is Keisha.
Hi.
007.
Hi, Keisha.
Hi. I just wanted to say you have someone on the panel that I don't like.
And who is that? Who is that?
Who is that? That's
yes.
That bitch.
Who?
That bitch.
Oh, well, she's right there. You can speak to her.
First of all, listen, you fucking drag queen. You don't even motherfucking know me. Stay in your motherfucking place, okay? First and final warning. Sonny, you better send that faggot back to the Bronx where the fuck she belongs.
Roxy, I need to make me another hot toddy.
Baby, well, who is this? I don't even know who this Keisha is.
Probably some light-skinned, late-ass fucking drag queen that wears synthetic platinum blonde hair.
Oh, shit. Alexis.
And calls herself a motherfucking girl. Bitch, don't come for me, fella, because I didn't motherfucking send for you, okay?
Oh, my God, Alexis.
Keisha, are you still there?
That's what the fuck I thought.
Oh. Well, Keisha's gone. I guess Keisha didn't want to play with her. Oh, my God. Miss Alexis started reading and the girls just flashed the phone, honey. But I want to give... hold on. I want to give a big shout-out to all the girls in the chat room that is listening to the show. And we're definitely going to have a kiki with y'all girls tonight in the chat room. I want to give a big shout-out. I want to give a big shout-out to my girlfriend, Tanae, and her team from Jersey that listens to the show, honey. I want to give a big shout-out to the icon, James Caan, for listening to the show. I also want to give a big shout-out to my girl, Miss Red Snapper, honey.
Hey, Red.
Red listens to the show all the time. She be fighting her sleep trying to listen to the show. So big shout-outs to Red Snapper for definitely being on the show. Big shout-outs to my legendary sister, Miss Pussy, Miss Raheem. Big shout-outs to all my girls, you know, in the underground, honey, and all of that, honey. Honey, and don't forget, honey, we are definitely, I'm trying to wait for Rodney before we get in. To the ball, because you know I want Rodney to be here when we get into the ball. I want Rodney to be here, and I also want Marcus to be here when we kiki. Okay, because I need both of them to go up against Miss Alexis.
Kelly,
I can't
is
do
there
it by
candy
my...
on the table.
Jason, don't start her up.
Okay.
We need the other two. Jason,
okay.
We need the other two here.
Okay.
We need the other two here, to, you know, because she's real, you know, her panties in a bunch. That's her son. So we need Rodney and Marcus here so we can all get her at the same time.
Y'all going to need your whole motherfucking house when it comes to mine. I'm sorry.
Okay. But I want to tell everybody, do not forget, Gagaween is just 4 days away, honey, okay? Gagaween is in Washington, D.C. this weekend, honey, on Saturday night, honey. It's going down, honey. $2,000 open to all runway. $1,000 Femme Queen versus Big Girls Realness. $1,000 Femme Queen face. And a whole slew of other categories that's cash. All the categories is cash. $500 to the virgin, to the house with the most virgins that wins the most categories, honey. And we are, and my sister will definitely be on around 12:30. She will definitely be on, and she definitely have a groundbreaking announcement about Gagaween. She told y'all it's definitely Gagaween, and it's definitely going to be some gaggers with this ball and everything. So tonight, y'all definitely going to find out one of the gaggers for Gagaween tonight. So definitely text your girlfriends, I am your girlfriends, email your girlfriends, whatever you got to do, Facebook your girlfriends, and let them know. The first gag of Gagaween happens tonight at 12:30. Whatever we're talking about at 12:30, we're going to have breaking news, and it's going to stop everything. My sister's going to make her announcement, and then we're going to go back into having a kiki. At the Thug Life. Okay.
Okay, bitch, you going for two.
And Clayton Chanel, and, you know, he'll be on the show also because he was definitely at Houston also, honey. It's definitely going to be a kiki here tonight, honey. It with the girls with Ed Houston this weekend. Baby, but I'm trying to wait. Let me see where the Ronnie calling. Okay, well, let me tell y'all. Well, let's just start like this, honey. I'm going to tell y'all what happened for my weekend, and then y'all tell me y'all weekend, and then we'll go for the end, wait for Rodney to come on. I got up Friday morning, and I packed my bags and took me a shower. I headed to the airport, honey. I got into St. Louis around, 8 o'clock. I had a layover on my flight, yes? Yes. Honey, listen to the show. Honey, and I had my layover. I went outside and I had me a couple of cigarettes. I was going through a real lot on Friday, and you know, I was stressed out and had a lot on my mind and everything that I was going through on Friday. and it really deterred me from even wanting to continue on to the next leg of my flight and go to the ball, but I still fought through everything that I was going through, and I still went to the ball. I got there, got to my hotel room. My hotel room that they had for me was fabulous, honey. It was, the hotel room was just so big. It was like just having your own apartment and everything with your kitchen and everything. It was really nice and everything. And I took me a shower, and I went to the club. I got to give a big shout. I don't know the name of the club that I went to on Friday night. So if somebody can call and tell me the name of the club, definitely hit me up and tell me the name of the club. I went to the club, and it was just really so nice to be greeted the way I was greeted by the girls in Texas. I don't remember everybody's name. You know, I'm not good with names, but I definitely do want to shout out all the girls in Texas, honey, that showed mother life, the children that was out there. I want to shout out my girlfriend that does hair and everything in Texas. I forgot her name, Miss Thing. She's a pageant girl, but she comes out to the balls and everything. I want to give her a big shout out. She gave me her business card and everything. She told me anything mother needs while mother's in Texas, give her a call, Miss Thing. So I definitely do want to shout her out, Miss Thing. Definitely Southern hospitality with the girls down there in Texas. The club was really cute. I enjoyed myself in the club with Marquise Ebony and all the Ebonies and the Chanels and Clayton and Dee Dee and everybody that was up in the club. So I just want to shout everybody out that was up in the club. We definitely had a cute time. The club was really cute, and it was real cool in the club. It was no heat or nothing, bitch. A bitch was cute in her wig and everything. It was a real nice area. And then they got this upstairs where you go smoke and lounge and drink and everything. It was really cute at the club. And then I went back to the hotel. They tried to get me to go to the after hours, but I didn't go to the after hours, honey, because they said they'd be running up in the after hours. So I didn't go to the after hours. I went back to the hotel, and I went to sleep, and I got up the next morning. I'm going to give a big shout-out to my daughter, Trish, from Houston, Texas, honey, from definitely coming out and taking mother around and taking me to the mall and everything, me and my sister Felicity and stuff to the mall and everything and getting everything I had to get done. Big shout-out to my son, twin, Ms. Raheem, for definitely pulling mother's 27-piece together, honey, and giving mother a hair that sways. Big shout-out to twin for that. And then I gagged. I really gagged, honey. I gagged at the ball. Didn't start until the ball was late, honey. They said the ball was going to start after the club. I didn't go to the club before, so I don't know how the club was. So maybe people could call in and tell us how the club was on Saturday night. But I didn't go to the club. I stayed in the hotel, and I just relaxed and, you know, got in the shower and things of that nature. And then I went to sleep. I took me a nap around, like, 3:30 in the morning. And I woke up around, like, 5:15. I woke up at, like, 5:15, and they said letter statements and stars was starting at the ball. So then I got up and got dressed and did my makeup and everything, and I went to the ball. And then we was at the ball, honey, and it was, you know, it was what it was, honey. You know, I don't know. And so I'll wait and go to more details about the ball when the rest of the team get on. But how was your weekend, Jason?
I was sick. I was in the bed sick all weekend. God knows, I hope this is done before Thursday or Friday.
Yes, honey, we can't have you with, you know, honey.
And if so, I'm going to be in the back with Alexis Snow, taking a, you know.
Oh, I know that's right, honey. I know that's right. Miss Clark, how was your weekend?
It was fine.
Ooh.
That's it?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't do nothing. I stayed in the house all weekend.
She's feeling like the cunt right now.
Oh, God. Kelly, can I just get my life, please?
Yeah, I'm gonna let her get her life. She coming through on Saturday. She is really trying to come through, Miss Thing. I don't know if she's gonna wait until Saturday to let the girl see her look, or if she gonna take a picture tomorrow while she in class. You know she loves taking pictures while she in class. You know, I don't know what she's gonna get, but her look is cute that she's getting done right now for Gagaween. You know, she's gonna come through, you know.
Oh, so you're gonna see Tiffany on the back of the runway?
Alexis.
All I'm going to say is, Jason, is everybody just be ready.
Yes, I need Tiffany on this phone. Tiffany definitely calling because she was definitely at the ball.
Tiffany
definitely big shout out.
Baby, Tiffany had what I call the B.I. stamp. That's the Barbie Idol stamp, bitch. Miss Tiffany was stamped for the guard.
Tiffany?
You called, and I I'm here.
What's going on, honey? Yes, honey.
Hi,
Tim is up in the building.
Hi, Alexis. I can't wait to see you Saturday. I can't wait to see everybody Saturday.
Yes, honey. But,
yeah,
you know,
you had that Barbie Idol stamp, Miss Thing.
Oh, yes. Mother did not play with me that night. She said, girl, I'm going to have you looking like a fembot, girl. That's what she told me. She said, girl, I'm not playing with you. I said, yes, word.
Baby, but I forgot to tell you. So then when I got to the club on Friday, you know, I wanted to ask about my girls from Texas. So, you know, I had to find out where our co-hosts from Texas was at. So I said, where Tiff is? They said, oh, Tiff be here real soon, honey. So I said, okay, I'll see Tiff when she get here. So then I gave the ready, well, where is J-Rock? And they gave the ring, oh, you won't see J-Rock until Saturday night after the ball is over. I mean, till the ball starts. And I was like, why won't I see J-Rock until the ball? You know, they got all the clubs and all the different. They said J-Rock was on taxi duty. I said, what do y'all mean about taxi duty? They said he's on taxi duty. The Rock, Raquel was in town, honey. So they get the radio. J-Rock was on taxi duty. He had to drive The Rock all across Texas to all her shows and stuff. So they said we wouldn't see J-Rock until Saturday at the function. And that's when I seen J-Rock. It was on Saturday at the function. They said he was on taxi service.
Catch this. When you said, Kelly said to J-Rock, you said something to him like, oh, I was looking to see you, but they said you was on taxi duty. And he said, what? But then as soon as Raquel came in, you made her little entrance. He going to look at me to the side, and he said, yeah, that's what I've been doing all weekend. That's what I've been handling all weekend. Like, he was really doing something. I said, okay, J-Rock, I don't want no problems. Kelly said it to you, not me.
Hold on, y'all. We got a caller. 917-929. You're live on the air.
Girls, what's up?
Yes.
What's going on? It's the professor.
Hey, professor.
What's going on,
professor?
I'm just checking in. I mean, I ain't speak to you in a while. What's up? Everything all right?
I'm doing all right.
Alright, I'm just calling to say what up. Me and Keanu on the phone. We just listening and all that.
Okay, thank you for listening, Professor.
I love you, Kel.
Love you.
Alright.
Yes, that's the Professor, honey. That's the Sugarman. No, that's the Professor, honey. I love me some Professor, honey. But I really, you know, overall, even though, you know, the Kiki was a Kiki, I enjoyed myself overall. But I was trying to wait for Rodney to come, but we just gonna get into it. I got Tiff here. I was trying to wait for Rodney to come. I still he ain't get in for work yet. Hold on. 312-714. You're live on the air. 312-714. You're live on the air. Okay, I guess you're gone. Okay, girls, the lines are going to be jam packed. Y'all not going to be able to get on the line. If y'all press one and y'all come up here and y'all don't say anything, I'm just going to completely hang up on y'all. I don't have time to play games. Okay, so I wake up, I go to sleep. I was real tired. It was about 3:30 in the morning, and I was tired. They said the ball was going to start at 4. I was tired. Nobody was giving the grade of if they was at the ball or anything of that nature. So around like 3:30, I went to sleep, and I took me a nap, and I woke up around like 5:30, and that's when I got a message from my sister, Miss Beverly, that they were starting LSS. So I woke Andre and Boots up, and they got dressed. I went in the bathroom, and I put my makeup on, honey, and then I came to the walk-in closet at the hotel and went and put on the outfit, honey, the first outfit I put on that I really wanted to wear to the ball so I could have gave Texas a little bit more. The pants fit so good. The shoes was really cute, Miss Thing. But that motherfucking corset that I had on, baby. Oh, hold on. Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, work. We got the icon here. The icon is here. Rodney is here. And don't tell them nothing, baby. You know that I'm coming, baby. Hit up my phone whenever you need to.
Now presenting the overall father of the House of Prodigy, Father Cocktail himself, Rodney Prodigy.
Rodney.
What's going on?
What's going on? We just started, honey. You right on time. So then that corset that I was putting on, that corset had me cinched and synced, Miss Thing. She was just so motherfucking tight, Miss Thing, that I still wasn't going to be able to move or give anything, Miss Thing, and my tits was up in my motherfucking neck. So I took that off, and I put on the dress that I had on in the heel, so I couldn't really give the girls much. I just gave them a little bit of mug and, you know, a little bit of runway when they called me out for LSS, but I really wanted to cut up in Texas and give the girls a grand show performance, but I really couldn't. I didn't want to fuck up my shoe, Miss Thing. You know, I had a wardrobe malfunction at the latex ball with my shoe, and so I didn't want to fuck her up again. So, you know, I just gave the girls a little light. So then after that, I went back, and I was sitting down at my table, and I was talking with one of the kids, Miss Thing, and then I glanced. I never really paid attention when I was sitting there at the table for before LSS to see what was on the tables. I really didn't pay attention. But then once I glanced over and I looked down at the table, I see that they had three paper plates with some Chick-fil-A nuggets on it and some wheat bread. And they had some, like, lemon heads and Jolly Ranchers. It was on the table. It was no tablecloth. And so then I asked one of the kids, because Felicity was outside and she was walking grand prize with Rodney, I asked one of the kids, well, where's the order of category so I can text my sister, because she was still at the hotel. The hotel was a mile and a half away. They pulled the order of category out, and they gave it to me, and it was on a school notepaper and a black marker. Oh, you know, mother had to immediately take a picture of that food and that order of category sheet. I gave the very baby, and they had no tablecloths on the table. Okay. So then they had, I gagged at all of that. You know, I didn't have much to say. I looked over to one of the kids, and I looked over to the secretary of the House of Mizrahi, and I said, how much did y'all pay for these tables? They said $100. I gave the rest. It looked like it was worth $20. So then the ball started. They had LSS. Oh, my sister, Miss Kool-Aid, I love her down, Miss Thing, but she can fuck and drain a motherfucking ball. OMG. That ball could have been over 2 hours prior to the time that it was over. And we could have been back at the hotel. She has to stop and do this and do that, Miss Thing, and call these people out or call that person out for legislative charges and stop the beating and this and that. And it was just like, sometimes I'd be saying to myself, oh, my God, why do they have my sister on the mic, Miss Thing? It was just giving me just too much, Miss Thing. And I was over it, Miss Thing, because the board could have been over a long time ago. The categories came along, Miss Thing. You know, I thought the girls was given that it was going to be like they said the girls was in town. That's what everybody kept saying. The girls are in town and the girls are coming through and everything. I think it was about 120 people, 150 people at the most there at the ball. They had the categories. Only like two or three people walked the categories, Miss Thing. And, you know, it was just a mess. It was, you know, the trophies was all right. They had trophies. It was cute, Miss Thing. The girls was outside and the girls was lounging around. And that was it, honey. And, you know, and then, you know, that's my recap of the ball for now. And then we are going to the controversy and to the highlights after Rodney gives his take on the ball. And then we'll go into all the drama. And then we'll start our reading session. And then Miss Alexis Clark could defend her son if she tries to. But Rodney, go ahead and give your take on it, and then we'll go into the reading and the drama.
Well, pretty much everything you said kind of much sums it up. Of course, everybody was, you know, saying to me, go check on the tables, go look at the tables, no tablecloths, different stuff like that. But my camera my phone had an accident earlier that night, like right when the mall closed. I got dropped off back at my hotel. And my phone was still left on the hood of the car. So after he drove off and was going down the street, I actually called Felicity. I thought I might have left it in the car. But then my phone was broke. I went down the street. I actually walked to the street and looked down the street and saw my phone in the middle of the street had been ran over. And the memory card was gone. Everything was gone. The face was shattered. Everything was just broke. So I had to wait till the next day. So I couldn't take any pictures. Couldn't do anything at the ball. Couldn't contact anybody. So I was kind of handicapped.
Totally got enough pictures.
But other than that, you know, the ball was the ball.
Baby, that's all. That's all I needed. Tiffany, your recap of the ball.
I really don't know. I remember I didn't get to the ball actually until 6:15 in the morning. So I don't know.
Later.
When I got there, I seen the table, but I didn't know how the tables looked in the beginning. And I will say this. The chicken, whatever that was on the plate, people are laughing about it, but I have actually seen when the ball was open, I've seen people taking them plates home with them. So I don't know what that was about. I did eat some of the Jolly Ranchers off the table, though. I really don't know. When I got there, I think they was on, I don't even remember, what was the category? I don't know, but I didn't really get there too late, honey. I was just, you know, I was just waiting for my category, honeys, and after that, I just parlayed, and then we went home. I mean, it was kind of long, because I don't think we got out of there until, like, what, 9:15, 9:30 in the morning?
And we could have been out of there about 7.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So, Ms. Snow, are you ready?
Hello?
Are you ready?
Okay. Now, let me
okay.
say this.
Oh, no. We're not finished. I just want to know, are you ready? Because we're about to start.
Okay.
Okay, so now they had the categories. Nobody was walking the categories. Then it was all type of discrepancies. The order of categories, they didn't have a flyer for the order of categories. So everybody had out their Android phones, Miss Thing, getting the order of categories, Miss Thing. Everybody kept calling Alexa's son. Teflon, they need to know this. And it just became overwhelming, and then it had to keep being stopped because they didn't know the categories or what the wording was for the categories. So that took more time out of the ball because, you know, we had to wait for somebody to tell us what the description was for the categories and everything. The shade started, what category was it? The shade started, when it was the first little shade that started. I forget what category it was. I think it was performance that started the shade. Malaya Chanel came out, and she had on track pants. So Camaro chopped her for having on the track pants. Then this other child came out, and I forget what he had on. He had something that he wasn't supposed to have on, and they chopped him. Then Malaya came back because she found some sweats, and they brought her back. So I told them, since they brought her back, they need to bring back the other child that they chopped for chopping him, so then they brought them back. They went through all of that.
They chopped the other one because it said, put your favorite realness boy on your arm of the tattoo.
And he had Prince Milan name. On his fake tattoo was Prince Milan name that he had on his fake tattoo. They chopped him. So then they brung them back for that category, and that category was won by the Chanels. Grand prize to the Chanels for the performance category. Then they went on. I'm just only going to give y'all the highlights of the night because all the other categories I don't really know. Grand prize to the Ebony Girl with the all-white for the best dress category because I remember that category because it was an all-white. What else? Grand prize to the Mizrahis for realness with a twist. Grand prize to Joel and Twin Mizrahi for Pretty Boy Realness for the $500. But are you ready, Miss Snow? They did not get $500. They only received $200, Miss Snow. So now on to the next. And so then I gave the Ray. So then me and Andre was talking about it, and I gave the Ray, well, why do you think that they only got $200? And then Andre gave the Ray, well, you know, it wasn't that many people at the ball, and you know, Teflon and Joel BFF. So you know, they just Joel probably just took the $200 and just split it with Twin and gave him the $200 for the category. Marcus, you're live on the air, and gave Twin $100 out of it, but you know, and split with him because him and Teflon is BFFs, and he know that Teflon really didn't have a crowd. So
well,
I can
Kelly, for clarity,
yes.
Kelly, that category was sponsored by someone, and apparently the sponsor didn't come through.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard a lot of categories are sponsored, and they really didn't come through. So, you know, that happened with that category. Then the other category that I remember, let me see what other category I remember that somebody won. Oh, grand prize, I don't know her name, the Chanel girl for the runway category. What's her name?
Carmen
Chanel. Oh, yeah. For runway, she won runway. Everybody else was chopped for the category. But then after I went back and I looked at everything and I evaluated everything, they gave the very when we was talking about it later on that evening, they gave the very well. Carmen should have been chopped also since everybody else was chopped because she came out as Little Red Riding Hood. But they said if you're gonna do Little Red Riding Hood, she was missing the key essential for Little Red Riding Hood. Do anybody that know what that was that she was missing that's on the phone?
Let me guess, the Red Hood.
She was missing the Red Hood. So they said she should have been chopped also.
But she wasn't Red Riding Hood. She was the one. She was portraying Jack and Jill went up the hill.
Somebody said they asked her, and she said she was Little Red Riding Hood. I don't know. That's what they said. But I don't know. She got her 10. She won. She got her coin. I don't know if she got her coin, but she was supposed to get her coin, but that category was sponsored also. So, Carmen, we need to know if she got her coin. Did she get all her coin?
She did because that category was sponsored by Father Danny Escobar.
She did get her money. Yes, she did.
Okay, she got all her coin. So then the other category that I remember from the night would definitely have to be female figure face. I remember that category because my good girlfriend on the phone, Miss Tiffany, won that category. So I remember that category. Congratulations to Tiffany. Huh?
No, I didn't win that category.
Yes, you did.
What did
you
say? She has Chanel. You won the damn woman's face, Callie.
What the big girl face category? Sorry. What category was that? What category was that you won?
It was big girl's face, but it was open to all. It wasn't women's face.
Oh, well, big girl's face, open to all face, Miss Thing. You won, Miss Thing. You slayed the girls, Miss Thing, and you won.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay, she won a category. Tiffany got all her coins because, you know, she would have told Mother if she didn't get all her coins, so I have to ask her because she would have told me. So I know she got all her coins because she would have told me. And then the other category that I remember of the night would definitely have to be the female figure face for the 700 girls, Miss Thing. I remember that category. Oh, my God. I was talking to this lady the other day, Miss Thing, and I was telling her, Miss Thing, that she needs to walk. I want to see her on the back of the floor, Miss Thing. You know I don't live for the girls that often, Miss Thing. But Miss Tiffany Chanel, Miss Thing, bitch, she came out. She walked. A couple of other girls came out. I don't know their names. They came out and they walked the category also. Miss Raquel came out and she walked the category. And you know, Miss Raquel is an impact girl, Miss Thing. But you know, it was definitely cute for her, Miss Thing. Everybody, a lot of people have a lot to say about this category, and a lot of people say they think that Raquel should have won the category. I don't know. I'm not going to give my opinion. I'll wait for everybody else to give their opinion. But I definitely got to give a big shout-out to my daughter, Miss Thing. She definitely came through the building. There's no shade to nobody. Miss Thing, you would have thought that my daughter was Raquel the way the girls went up for her when she came out, Miss Thing. I definitely got to give a big shout-out to her, Miss Thing, for definitely waking up the building. But grand prize for that category definitely went to Tiffany Chanel. Okay. And then the other category I remember of the night was definitely the grand prize category. That grand prize category was some motherfucking tease, Miss Thing, okay? The first three teams came out and they got chopped, Miss Thing. They got they got chopped immediately. As soon as they hit the back of the floor, they came out and they got chopped. Then the other team came out. Faith and Trishay came out, and they got their tens. Then the controversy of the night was Mother Felicity and Rodney Prodigy walked, okay? Felicity came out, Miss Thang, to their CD, Miss Thang, bitch. I don't forgot the song, Miss Thang. I had the song was in my head all day, Miss Thang. Miss Felicity was sitting from head to motherfucking toe, honey. Then she, you know, was doing her little two-step, and then Rodney came out to his thing. Rodney was sitting, and they came out, and they looked cute together, Miss Thang. It was a dynamic team. Then Father Marquise Ebony from Detroit, he chops them. I'm like, why they got chopped? He gave the very, that Scarface was not a godfather. But so then, you know, it was a whole controversy. It was a whole controversy with that and everything, honey. And so then they said Google Godfather. So when you Google Godfather, the picture of Scarface definitely came up, and I showed it to Marquise. And then Marquise gave the very, you know what, okay, it's 10, Sonny, and that was the whole controversy. And then after that, the ball was over, honey. And then I also remember the controversy with the sex siren. That was a sponsor category. The Ebony girl came out. Then the Chanel girl came out, and Marquise also chopped her. Marquise was a stickler of the night, Miss Thing. For him and Camaro was doing the majority of the chopping of the night with Marquise and Camaro. So now, what drama do y'all want to go to? What drama do y'all want to start with first? Do y'all want to start with the female figure Faith? Because a lot of people was reading, and a lot of people had a lot to say about that. So we can start with that.
No. Before we get to the categories, let me say this. First of all, I want everybody to realize that they were going to a mini birthday ball. Not a major ball, a mini ball. You have legends and icons who have shitty-ass tables and y'all pay $150 motherfucking dollars for. You have motherfucking legends and icons who don't pay out all of their motherfucking coins and y'all still support them. So don't give him so much. It was his first motherfucking ball, and if y'all was going, y'all knew y'all was going to a mini ball, bitch, so it wasn't a lot to expect. So don't give my motherfucking child too much like he's just been throwing balls all his life and he gave y'all a shitty ball. Bitch has been giving shitty balls for motherfucking years.
Okay, mother.
Well, Alexis, when did you get that the ball was shitty?
This is what kills me with people. I have been to balls with girls. You got a tablecloth on the table. Bitch, it ain't shit on the motherfucking table. We done paid $100, $150 for. Bitch, I'm not gonna get into this
because
I'm gonna get mad.
You just answered him, and I mean, I guess we'll go there. I don't want you to think that Kelly's comments were all of our views because, I mean, as I stated earlier, I thought the ball was really nice, especially it was very comparable to what Texas has given in the past. Like, the balls I've been to in Houston and Dallas, it was no worse, no better. It was about the same about a crowd, same amount of participation. I don't think it was a mini ball. The amount of money advertised, the amount of planning and preparation that went into it, I don't believe it was a mini ball. It might have happened to be his birthday. It was $25. That doesn't make it a mini ball. It just happened to be his birthday. I think the only thing that you can't control your judges. You can't really, how do I say this? I mean, he did put something on the table. It wasn't like he didn't have anything on the table, although the presentation may have not been there.
Whose background is that?
I don't know. The only issue was that he didn't really control the ball himself. You know, and that kind of opens up the issue when it came down to the had there been an actual printed flyer there, there probably would be really no reason. The judges would have been able to do it for themselves. But because there was no flyer there and everyone was just going off of, you know, well, this is what it said, off of memory, you know, that's really where the issues came from. Rodney, Kelly, do y'all agree? That's where majority of the problems came from?
Pretty much.
Yes.
So I mean, that's a learning lesson. It was his first ball. He forgot to print out the flyer. That's not a really big mistake. That's not, you know, that really wasn't the issue. Things he might have been able, it's kind of tough to be able to, you know, maybe pull somebody off the panel because, I mean, Marquise was going off of what he thought the category said and how it was explained to him. You know, all judges do it. You know, they're not looking at anything and they're going by, and based on what he said, you know, he was, in his rationale, he was justified in what he was doing. Had he had a printed flyer and actually saw the words for himself, like we went and looked up, I don't think it would have been an issue. The outcome still might have been the same thing. And congratulations again to Face, because he definitely came out and won. You know, the outcome still may have not changed. You know, Face probably still would have won. But, you know, the whole chopping and having to explain it and going through all of that might have been different. That's all I had to say.
Okay.
I'm listening. I listen to what you said.
Okay, right.
I feel like
people trying to, you know.
No, some people are trying to give it a lot. And me and Kelly have already talked about this, so it's, you know, it's nothing between us. But I just feel like a lot of people are just giving him a little extra, but y'all have these fucking legends and icons who give they look. Let me shut up.
McSay, no, you ain't been shutting up, so don't shut up now.
Bitches have been giving these motherfucking balls, and bitch, they don't have their coins. They have the ball shut down. And
can we get
like,
names?
Girl, they pay it, and they pump on to the next function.
Well, you know, the other thing with that, Alexis, is for clarity, the only people that said they did not get their money was Pretty Boy Realness. Everybody, Clayton actually said every Chanel got all their money. You know,
well,
Face
maybe that was something
anything.
Him and Joel,
maybe, so
maybe that was
right,
something.
Maybe, it might have been that. It could have been they had worked out an agreement. It could have been that the sponsor didn't come through, so, you know,
right.
Maybe it's going to, you know, they're going to take care of it. I mean, that if only one category didn't get paid, you know, that, you know, if he didn't get it all, and maybe they're friends, so maybe they did work out an arrangement, you know. It wasn't a big deal made at the ball. I mean, I think you're just going based on comments from people who really weren't even at the ball, who, you know, who was reading.
Oh, well, maybe.
Okay. Oh, Rodney?
Yes.
Yes. Your opinion on the grand prize category?
Well, congratulations to my little brother, Face. It's definitely no shade, no hostility, no, you know what I'm saying? He's definitely
Kelly,
a tender.
Cut that motherfucking text message shit off.
Shut up.
He's definitely a contender for any time he walks a ball, so definitely no shade to him. But my only
Stop texting my phone, mistake. I'm on the show, and you know I'm on the show.
The only thing I did say to the judges was that, you know, if you're judging grand prize, and especially judging myself, who is definitely a stickler for bringing the category, like it said, on the flyer, that you should have the flyer there to read it in its entirety and not go by what someone says on the sideline or what another person who's walking says, so you're only going by that judgment. And Marquise and myself, we did speak on it. Like I said, I'm not immune to being chopped. It's not an issue with me. I'm not going to fight nobody or, you know, attack the judges for chopping me because that's, you know, that's long gone. But for some of the judges who normally, you know, they go to South Carolina, go to North Carolina, sit on the panels and chop the girls for this, that, a speck of white or a speck of black or this and this and that, and not to be, and to be on the panel and not have the category in front of you, but agreeing with the chop and saying, oh, a chop is a chop or don't bring nobody back. I think that is just another personal issue and stuff like that. But normally,
I'm
when you get the balls, you normally
well, hold on, Rodney. I'm sorry for yelling. I just got a text message that came through the red phone, and they gave the very yes. The Ebonies would have got all of their coins because Teflon was an Ebony that night, and the Chanels got all of their coins because Teflon is now the Chanel.
No, actually, for clarification, and I'm going to speak for my child, he is not in the house of Chanel. He
no,
has been
not.
Asked by several other houses to be a part of their house, and he has not made a decision yet. So whoever gave you that tea, tell him it's false. And the mother said that.
Okay, but go ahead, Rodney.
Yeah, so that was my only issue about meats being chopped or being brought back because I said it's an issue of, they say, well, a chop is a chop. I said, yeah, a chop is definitely a chop. But if you don't even know what the category is calling for, how can you afford to chop somebody? But you would, but I told Marquise, I said, based on what you, the information you were given, and I didn't bring the Godfather look, I bought the gangster mobster look. Then I understand your chop is not an issue with me. But everybody was just stuck in their head on Godfather because I was last to come out. I didn't know that they were just strictly saying Godfather. I don't know if Selvin told them that, Teflon told them that. I don't know who gave them the information on. It just said Godfather. But the category did not just say Godfather.
It said Godfather
actually,
or Monster.
For clarity, it didn't say Godfather at all. It said gangster or mobster.
Yeah, gangster or
mobster. It never said Godfather.
So I don't know where they all the judges got that same clarity from, and they chopped everybody for not being a Godfather.
I think Godfather was like an example of a mobster or a gangster.
So, but everybody
that's
wish
not,
I was
not the only one.
I brought
you could
it
have
to
made
them that if you're judging. And, you know, I was, like I said, you know, you have people up there that really have learned to be sticklers for the category, but at this moment, was mum's the word, and you know, disappointed because my 10 he changed his mind and gave me 10s, which I thought was real petty, but you know, that's how people are sometimes. But when I saw the judges panel when I came out anyway, whether I got chopped or not, you know how sometimes you play ballroom or you play politics, I have to give face props because based on the judges, when you have one that's in your house, when you have one that's your lover, and then the next one is someone that don't like the other person that you automatically know that's there, you only need 3 votes. So you automatically have 3 votes.
So Kelly, Selena, and Camaro?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Don't look stupid now, Kelly.
Hold on, y'all. We got some callers. Let's see what these callers have to say. 248-636. You're live on the air. 248-636. You're live on the air. Okay, you're going. 678-650. You're live on the air.
That's Clayton.
Clayton.
I think.
Hello.
Clayton.
No, this one. Hey, everybody. Hey, Ronnie. Hey, Kelly. Hey, Alex. Hey, Tiff. How's everybody?
Hey.
What's going on?
Who's this?
I had fun with y'all this weekend. Yeah, hey, Marcus. No, let me get to y'all. The theme of the board was the thug life, and we was taking up ideas. There were more stuff that was brought for the table because me and Tiffany both was putting on the tables. Tiffany bought Moscatos, and I bought OEs, and I bought 211s to put on the table. But the club...
Who's this, LaMelle?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
We did have the beer. We had, because we said chicken and beer, very much ludicrous, very much a thug feel, with a loaf of bread with some Kool-Aid. That's what the table was supposed to give the thug life theme. When we was putting the beers and the stuff on the table, the club owner said we couldn't do that. We couldn't put the stuff on there because it was after hour. They couldn't serve liquor or whatever like that. And basically, they didn't want us to patronize and take money from their bar. So we had to, like, take the stuff off the thing, and we said put it on a paper plate. To give it. We said no tablecloths because it was a thug life. We wanted to be as rugged as it could be. So we did say no tablecloth, put it on paper plates, you know, very much what black people eat outside. Very much put this shit on paper plates. It's supposed to have been a loaf of bread. I don't know. That part was crazy. It's supposed to have been a loaf of white bread. Every table had a loaf of white bread with the candy, with the beer, with the a bottle of Moscato. The clarify the table situation. But it was the club owner's fault that he couldn't put the beer and the Moscatos on the table.
So Kelly, you got that?
What do you mean?
Child alone, bitch.
But it was all the stuff. The stuff was purchased, and all the stuff was back in the truck. So you know, it wasn't no stuff like that.
Okay. Well, LaMel, now that we have you on the phone, and you are one of the seers for, you know, Texas, for the House of Ebony. How do you feel that Teflon has left the house the day after the ball,
no,
after all that?
Alex.
Hey, Teflon.
I heard Teflon is over there with LaMel.
Thank you. Let him answer the question,
no,
Kelly.
Yeah, I will answer the question, but no, he's not here. He's actually, he's
okay,
home.
Well, now
he didn't
you
come
let
over.
Him answer the question.
But I want to know how he feels as being one of the seers for the House of Ebony down there, and they had so much ebony presence at the ball,
oh,
and then the next
they?
Day, you know, the next day that he left and became a 007.
Okay. Well, go ahead, Teflon. I mean, LaMail, go ahead.
Okay. Well, at the ball, he did, like, change to me in concern that he was over it for apparent reasons about his sponsors, the Ebony sponsors that he chose to take that wasn't able to give him, that didn't send the money on time. And the sponsors that he picked, you know, are reliable sponsors. They did send a text message. Being that he don't have his phone, they did send a message stating that they was going to send the money, but it would just come a little later because they had other priorities that they had to do. So that was like kind
about
of
5 months. They knew about it 5 months. Okay. Go ahead.
And then when I did get the message, mind you, I didn't even know about it, about the 007 until that day. And like right after it posted, I called him and he called me back and said he was on his way to my house. It's really much, I don't think Teflon's going anywhere. I mean, I could be wrong, but at this present time, I don't think he's going anywhere. He's just in his feelings, and he's upset, and which I understand about that. And he just told me, like, we've been, there ain't nothing changed. You know, y'all saw a Sunday night, we all came to the club together like we normally do. Teflon ain't going nowhere. And, I mean, we broke our necks. I mean, his chapter was there. His chapter was sponsoring him, and I broke my neck helping him with the stuff that I did for him for that ball, and so did Red and so did Junior. I mean, you know, I mean, it happened to me. I mean, I ain't going to say, you know, he got support from his chapter, and there were a few people. You know, Tyra did come from New Jersey. Marquise was there, and our overall founding father was there. So he did have support. So, I mean, when Teflon makes his final decision on what he's going to do, then I'm behind him, whatever he chooses to do.
I will say this, Kelly. If y'all know
that I'm on the show and I'm doing my fucking radio show for bitches that have my fucking number and you're texting my phone, if you're not texting me to give me no motherfucking tea, do not text my motherfucking phone. I will block you motherfucking bitches from texting my phone, okay? If y'all know that I'm working, bitch. This is like a fucking job. Stop texting. If you ain't texting me to tell me some motherfucking heartbreaking tea, bitch, do not text my phone from 11:30 to 3 o'clock when I'm doing the motherfucking show and let you got some motherfucking tea. Hit me up on fucking Facebook. Go ahead.
Oh, Lord.
Thanks for reaching out.
Exactly. I say this to LaMail. I think, though, it was kind of pitiful. Like, he did not get a bigger turnout from the Gulf Coast area. I mean, it just was really bad.
That is true.
There's more people that go to 2020, the club down there, that looked like then it was at his ball. I mean, I don't think that is so true.
Well, and, you know, it was a big turnout with, like, you know, even though, like, when Rodney talked about it, like, outside yesterday, you know, the lipstick ball was packed, but they did fly in a lot of people because it was the conference. But like I told y'all before, Dallas really doesn't support Houston that much. They do not really come. When you have a ball in Houston, the Dallas kids do not really come. You get a handful, maybe a good 20. It was about 5 people there from Dallas that came to this ball. Thank you, Trey, for coming. You know, the 2 other kids that walked Sex Fire, and they were for both from Dallas. It was a few people that came from Dallas, but not like the number of people that go from Houston that goes to Dallas for their function. But the Gulf Coast don't support their own as much as they should be. That's how I feel about it.
LaMail, I don't know about that. LaMail, just being honest, having looked in, from looking at Trey's ball in June to there, it looked about the same number of people.
What it is
the Ebony supported y'all. The Ebony support Dallas in a large numbers. And, you know, the Chanels, the ones that were Chanels prior to this weekend, you know, they kind of support it. But, no, I mean, it looks like it gets the same thing. I mean, you know. So just looking in, it looks like it was about the same crowd. When I was in Texas, when Houston, I saw a totally different crowd. I saw Houston people, and when I was in Dallas, I saw a Dallas crowd.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the number-wise, it probably was the same, but as in the support from from the House of Ebony going to Dallas, we only got three members that live in Dallas. And when we went to Dallas for Trey's Ball, or we went to Lipstick Ball, we had about two tables. Or, you know, we had people in Dallas.
Now, Lavelle, just for clarity, what's the biggest house in Dallas that has members based in Dallas?
It's Gotta.
And where were they at this weekend?
They had a retreat.
Exactly. So, I mean, they just couldn't be there. But he sponsored a category, correct?
Yes,
so
he sure did.
He did.
Oh, I didn't say nothing. Scottis showed their support. Everybody knew for months in advance that the Scottis wasn't going to be there because of their retreat. So, I mean, you do have other houses in Dallas to go out to Hans. You have the Gotti's.
And was there. Ahmad was there.
Ahmad Trey, yes.
So, LaMail.
Yes, Ronnie.
Could we get a list of, I don't know if you want to do it or not, could we get the list of the sponsors for which categories, if you can remember those?
Who were the sponsors?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, here y'all go. I'm going to plead the fifth on that one. I'll let Teflon do that. I know for a fact Prada Ebony sponsored Drag's Realness for the money. That's why she didn't walk, because she was there, but she walked and she
didn't even see her.
Prada was there, but Prada had to be to work at 9 o'clock that morning, so she left quite early. You know, it started like 5 something. She probably was gone by the time you got there, Tiff. But she was there. She had to work that morning. I know Prada was a sponsor. Red sponsors, you know, some money.
Let's get to shit. Who didn't send their damn money?
Baby, I said I'm going to let Teflon do that, not me.
Okay. That's what I was asking. Thank you.
I know. I can't do that. Well, I mean, I can call Teflon.
Teflon at? Because I want to know, too, now. Who the hell didn't send any money?
Hold on, y'all. We got another caller. 504-221. You're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
I'm fine, and yourself?
I'm doing well. Well, I must say that I had a nice time at the ball. I do believe that the judge that was on the end, I think you all said that he was in Ebony. I do believe that he was very tasteless and very rude and very arrogant.
Ooh.
And I don't think that anyone who is going to be of that status should talk to people the way that I heard him talking to people. I know that the ballroom scene is, you know, kind of shady or whatever, but everyone deserves to be respected. There's no reason that you should ever refer to a female figure as a fag or anything like that, you know, no matter what the situation being. And I do believe that some of his chops were very senseless and stupid. I don't think they were senseless and stupid.
Yeah, I don't think they were senseless and stupid. I think mostly every chop that he did was actually, he chopped Ebony's and all. I'm not taking up for Marquise, because Marquise didn't handle his hands.
I'm not saying that all of them were, but some of them were, and then you could just see it.
I mean,
and
I don't
like,
know.
Why?
Which one were you pertaining to?
Like the girl who walked runway.
Yes,
I didn't know when you duck walk. I didn't know when you walked
the
in a duck
walk.
That was
runway,
runway.
For instance. Then he chopped, I think he even chopped Tiffany Chanel.
Both Tiffany's won. Tiffany Chanel.
I know that the runway girl, he chopped her, and I just thought that was a bit ridiculous.
The one that used to be a
Redline.
I mean,
just like you were saying, with the whole order of the balls, it wasn't listed out clearly. There were no flyers. I mean, a lot of that, there was confusion. And, like, he was just rude, and that was just overly.
That know Marquise, as in like definitely as in Kelly and Rodney and Marcus, that is like Marquise's demeanor. I'm not saying it's right or it's wrong, but I mean
right.
That was just Marquise. That's
understand when you come into a place, when you come somewhere, we have certain etiquette. Just like if I was to come to New York or D.C., you know, I would be more susceptible to the cold shoulder and, you know, the very, you know, how short people are there. But when you come down south, we have a level of respect that is to be maintained, and it wasn't.
Is he from the south?
Understand that or not. Excuse me?
Is he from the south?
No, he's from Detroit.
I heard he was from up north somewhere.
Yeah, he's from Detroit.
Yeah, definitely when you come somewhere, I think that you definitely need to, you know, respect the etiquette that we have
right.
here.
I get
what I'm saying.
I do agree that Marquise chops off when he does something, it'd be stern. But I mean, I'm not, like I said, I'm not taking up for Marquise, but I'll just say
that's
Marquise.
That's how he is.
So when he chopped, did anybody question his chops? Did another judge ask him why he chopped or anything?
Why? Yeah, I mean, people ask why was there a chop.
Well,
and
of course they ask.
I really feel the only controversy that Marquise got into was the thing with Rodney that shouldn't have been. Everything else, I think Marquise was on point.
Well, I don't know about female figure sex siren. I mean, the Fem Queen sex siren
right.
category.
Oh, Fem Queen. Well, okay,
the first
Fem
girl didn't do the right thing either. I mean, she
yeah, both
exactly.
of, yeah,
niggas
I,
allowed
both
her.
Both of them do. The category says you have to be concealed, and you're supposed to
and
seduce
you're
somebody.
You're
supposed
to seduce somebody.
Do somebody,
so
take somebody from the audience.
By yourself, technically you didn't meet the requirement.
Yeah, that's yeah. I totally agree.
And
I totally agree.
And allow her to come back and do it. It was kind of like poor sportsmanship not to allow the next girl who didn't bring it right. It's like, how do you make an exception? How do you give somebody a do over the first time and you don't give the next person that comes out a do over too? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's true.
I think
and
that's where it was kind
of. You were supposed to pull somebody out of the crowd. You were supposed to get a guy out of the crowd and give him a sexy show, a sexy dance. That's exactly
yeah,
what
you supposed to, yeah, it's how you supposed to,
so
yeah, and
one,
did
mean,
that,
they didn't do that.
Neither one of them wasn't right if you want, if that's technical too.
Well,
I
right.
said so.
So in that case, normally
go,
you just would
just
close the category and call
say.
It again and open it, if that's what you wanted to do.
Mm.
But, you know, we kind of argued 10 minutes over that, and, you know, That kind of got heated too.
Yes.
Well, Kelly, I must say it was definitely a pleasure meeting you. All the negative things that I've heard about you definitely washed out of my mind. You were very sweet, and I definitely think that you limited yourself and actually catered to our hospitality level down here, and I do appreciate that, and I just want to tell you that I have a new level of respect for you, and thank you guys, and y'all have a great night.
You too, baby. Anybody else that's on the phone lines, if you have something to say, feel free to definitely press 1 at this time. The phone lines are definitely open for comments and your concerns, honey. Hold on. 347-569. You're live on the air.
Hey, sister.
Hey.
Hey, darling. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. And yourself?
This is Brian, girl. Hey, sister.
I know who it is. How you doing?
Girl, nothing. Just listening to this show. Listening to your show, girl.
What's the E?
Nothing. Actually, I was meant to tell you that I need you to come back with my grand opening because I want you to have a little whatever with me, girl.
Can we
just go
to the ball in Texas, Kelly? Can we please go to the next caller who has something
to discuss
about the ball?
Is that the hairdresser who gets up and drags?
Y'all better leave Brian alone.
Girl, I'm not even. I don't have a problem with Alexis.
Girl, shut the fuck up. Do not address me.
Girl, well,
do not fucking address me, okay?
Hey, Kelly.
Oh,
this is the Brian I've heard about. How are you, sir?
Hey,
Thomas, how you doing, sir? I'm good. I'm riding. Actually, you got Alexis Brothers Ruffer. I like you. Thank you. Most people do.
I
well,
am sweating over here.
Feathers being ruffled.
He got those
panties
at a bar.
Did you talk about last night?
What?
Did you want to talk about last night when your ruffles were when your feathers were ruffled?
Marcus, wait a minute. Before we
wait,
talk
hold
about
on.
Rodney,
before you go there, let's finish with Brian before you go there.
Oh.
Stephanie, I mean Kelly, I have a question about a chop, and it's from
okay.
And they're saying why was I guess Little Tiffany chopped and then brought back to walk Fem Queen face?
She was chopped for by who?
By what? For what?
She was not. She was not.
That
she
was.
It
was playing.
That was a joke for Kool-Aid to get Dee Dee panties in a bunch.
Okay.
And Dee Dee got up and Dee Dee gagged, but it was Kool-Aid. Nobody had chopped her.
Okay. So now you know.
Okay. Now, Brian, what was you saying?
I was saying, darling, something
dick fell in my lap, and I would like for you to come to my grand opening at my in my salon that's in the Bronx.
Okay, when is it going to be?
Huh?
When is it
going to
be?
Next month. It's
okay,
on Gun Hill Road.
Okay, well,
it's
just let me.
It's a fab affair.
Can she bring
affair,
a guest?
Bro.
Can she bring a guest, Brian? Can Kelly bring
no,
a guest?
No, on invitation only. No.
Oh. Well, I guess she won't be there, Alexis.
I wouldn't go.
Since I'm a shade treatment, a shade tree hairstylist.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, do you know the date of that event? Hi, darling.
It's invite only, so he's only giving out the date to people who are invited.
Only the fab girls, Miss Kelly. One of my sisters, one of my hairstylists,
Miss Alexis will have her license in February, so maybe y'all can work together. She can work with you in the shop.
I don't have a problem with her, and I never was going to have a problem with her. I don't have a problem with her.
Please,
I
can y'all do me a favor? Listen,
her work, and her work is fabulous to me. I don't have a problem with her.
Please. I don't. I'm not in the mood.
Okay, Brian. Thank you for calling in live.
Lady, I have to get up and go finish decorating my salon, honey.
Thank you.
You don't remind me of.
Yes. Go ahead, Rodney.
The Chappelle guy.
Oh, Dave Chappelle.
Tom Drucker.
Rico Chappelle.
Yeah. Rico
yeah.
Chappelle, I mean. Yes, honey. So now, Marcus, what was you saying, Marcus?
Did you want to talk about the club last night at Bayou City? You know, that 2002 Miss Rahi that wasn't familiar with you?
Never heard of you, Kelly. Never heard of you.
Bitch.
It wasn't a real girl in the building.
What I tell y'all, mistake. So me and Rodney and Marcus and Andre and our Mugler friends that we was with and Joelle went to the club last night. So we're in the club, and we playing Pac-Man at the club, honey, and having cocktails and stuff at the club. And so Andre is talking to this little queen all night, Miss Thing. And so I'm like, why is he talking to this queen? So, you know, mother has to go in the bathroom and, you know, and freshen up. So I come out the store, and so Joelle.
You went in the stall to freshen up?
Yeah, I had to go into the store to fresh it up. Okay. So I come out the store, and Joelle is standing out in the bathroom area with our two Mugler friends, and they talking to this queen. And so the queen is just going off, Miss Thing. And so then I came out, and she looks at me, and she's going to give me, oh, you look like Poonie.
Who?
She gave her a, you look like Poonie.
Okay, that was a big deal for you.
Yes, and I gave her a, what? She gave her a, you look like Poonie. And she gave her a, oh, I was a Miss Rahi back. She gave her a, I was a Miss Rahi back in the day. I told her, baby, I don't look like Poonie. And she gave her a, I was a Miss Rahi back in the days. Who are you? I said to her, if you was a Miss Rahi back in the day, who phone is echoing?
Yours.
No. Okay. I said, if you was a Miss Rahi back in the days, Miss Thing, and you don't know who I am, then you shouldn't have been a Miss Rahi, because I have been a Miss Rahi for over 16 years. She gave the very, so who are you? Are you Jasmine?
This has just not been your weekend.
Miss Thing, no. It ain't over. She gave the man, you jazz. She started running down girls in the house of Miss Rahi. We said, yo, you just, I gave the man, no. Then the bitch got to talk about, are you a butch queen in drag? I said, you know what? It's time for me to go. I said, I said, go call Andre. And they called Andre to the bathroom, and Andre was talking with her and everything. And I gave her, you know what? I got to go. So about a half an hour later, I go back to the bathroom to freshen up again. It was real hot in there. I had to go to the bathroom a couple of times. I had to go to the bathroom a couple of times to freshen up. So
Alexis.
Huh?
I'm gonna tell you this. It was about 45 degrees in that club.
It was chilly as she needed some snow.
Yes, yes, thank you.
So I had to go freshen up again, and so then my girlfriend Tiffany and Trisha come running in the bathroom. And so, bitch, I get right, why y'all can't run in here? Bitch, Miss Tiffany says, why this little black queen gonna just ask, gonna tell me? You know, you remind me of Whitney Mugler.
What?
That's what he told Tiffany. He said, you remind me of Whitney Mugler. Well, I tell you, bitch, after I told Trisha and Tiffany what he said, Trisha was on the floor in the bathroom. We was cracking up at everything at this queen this day.
Well, Kelly, at least you made progression, because you know you was a boy on Thursday at Target.
Miss Say, I was just gagging at this queen. But I tell you, this queen was annoying all night long. Miss Say, she really had my panties in a motherfucking bunch. I was gagging at this queen, Miss Say, honey. I really wanted to smack the shit out of her, Miss Say. Baby.
Alexis. She was giving very much. Well, somebody please go get Andre, because anybody explain to me who she is. I just don't know who she is.
It was no worse than the cunt.
Baby, okay, thank you, Mr. Alexis. Thank you for just reaching out. Thank you for reaching out, Miss Snow. We have another caller.
No, wait a minute, because you let that motherfucking 917-917-2922.
You're live on the air. 917-292, you're live on the air.
Smart-ass phone.
Okay, you're gone.
Anyway, so we goes out and about this weekend, and we out and about, and so I'm in the store. I'm trying to find me some other items. So Kelly wants to make jokes. So as the lady is trying to help me, she looks over at Kelly. She said, "Oh, he is so funny." And
when he comes on, I hear it.
I can't tell my joke. You let everybody rag on me so I can't tell my joke. It's fine.
347-659, you're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey.
What's going on? Girl, I need you to call me right now.
Oh, hey, Miss Caliente.
No,
how
girl,
you doing?
It's no hey. Where's London? Because I'm about to rehab.
Miss London is on her way to D.C., honey.
On her way to D.C. from where?
From London, honey. She'll be in D.C. this weekend.
Girl, you mean from Brooklyn, not from London, girl. Get it together.
What's going on, Kelly and Tay?
Oh, hey, Rodney. What's going on?
Nothing much.
I'm ready for that.
You ready for what?
For Rodney Boy.
Oh, what's the name? I'm glad you're coming down.
Yes, but one question. When you say bring a make the crowd gag, what does that mean?
Say it one more time.
Like when you ask him, like, just bring anything. Like, what is that you're looking for?
Which category?
What do you want to see?
She's talking about, she can only be talking about Legendary Runway.
Just a look that when you walked, the crowd was like, oh my God, Caliente is sitting there out there. That effect is over. Something like that.
All right, I got that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Kelly, I need you to call me, please, because I want to go to D.C., and just call me.
Bye. I will call you after the show.
Put me in hall.
Bye.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, honey.
What's her name?
Kelly,
November
10th.
I promise you that
no, you're not, Marcus. You're on. Marcus? Okay. You're
Marcus,
there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ronnie was doing his promo.
Yeah, I did my promo. What's my name? November 10th in Washington, D.C. It is going on for all the naysayers, the haters, the other words I want to use, but I'm having a ball, so I'm going to be professional.
The ball is November 10th in D.C. For all those that are coming to support, I thank you. For all those that are trying to sabotage, I will thank you on November the 11th in my own special way or whenever I see you afterwards. What else I have for you? Each judge will be respectful, and they will know what the category is calling for. Thank you.
Baby.
Okay, Kelly.
Yes.
What about this part in the ball? I thought it was so funny. Okay, so they remember they had Seven Queen Realness. So they had the one girl come out, the Alexis Mizrahi girl, right? With the blonde wig. With, I mean, the blonde hair, blonde weave, lace front. I don't know what the hell it was. It was blonde. Okay, then they had the other girl come out. It was the blonde child. And she had the scarf tied around her head. So Greg said, who you want to battle first? So she said, I want that motherfucking, you know, I want Alexis Clark or whatever she said. I want Miss Alexis.
Ooh.
So this is the girl, the Valencia.
The blonde child.
I mean, the blonde girl, the blonde child. She said, I want Alexis Clark. Alexis Clark, bring it to the floor. I'm not Clark, I'm sorry, Alexis McGrahi. Bring it to the floor or whatever. So Miss Alexis comes out. Oh, no, she called the girl Facebook name. She said, Alexis Realness All Day. Whatever. So the girl comes out or whatever. So she's dating. So Selvin or somebody, a great woman, said, tell me why you think she ain't real or why she don't sit over you, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, the blonde child says, oh, you know, this is real. You know, I might not have all that steel or all that kind of pumped up stuff you got, blah, blah, blah. So then they asked the Alexis girl, why you don't see the blonde girl? Girl, the girl told her, Miss Liaison girl, you was just a boy 6 months ago.
That's how they do it. They transition overnight.
Yeah,
it was
man.
So
it was a kiki. It was definitely a kiki.
Tell me what you get looking like. What the hell?
Baby, I was just gagging, honey. But since you definitely did bring up, Balonic tea, honey. And do y'all remember? Why y'all falling out? Was they definitely? Since Tiffany definitely did bring up Balonic, honey. Do y'all remember a couple of weeks ago when we was talking about Antonio and Camaro not being able to come to the ball and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Beat just came through my desk over the weekend. Camaro wasn't able to attend the ball, and he's getting his balls in right now because Camaro is about to go to Jamaica, they say, for about 2 years.
They say
Camaro has about 8 different charges spanning through different counties in Georgia, and he's about to go on vacation.
Well,
so that's what's been going on with Camaro, honey. And so, you know, maybe Camaro, if you're out there and you're listening, you can definitely call in and definitely, you know, tell us the tea and everything that's going on and stuff. So, you know, so that's what's going on. So.
Well, somebody asked me who was the judges, and I just said them down the line. Somebody said, well, how was Michi at the ball? Is that his one free ball before he on the ban list or something? They said about him something about
Marquise.
He's supposed to be on the ban list. Oh, yeah, Marquise. Yeah.
Tiffany, you live in Houston?
No, I live in Austin.
Well, let me tell you about our Pizza Hut experience this weekend. So we at the hotel, and we ordered some pizza, and we pay for our services with our debit card. And it's like 20 minutes before they close, so they tell us they'll deliver the pizza at 12:30. So Kelly and I and Rodney, we all waiting on the pizza. The pizza never comes. Like, so the next day we called the Pizza Hut, and they basically said that the manager was ready to go, so they canceled our order, refunded our card, and they would give us a credit. They gave us free pizza worth what we ordered the day before, but, bitch, where they do that at?
Yes, I was gagging at that, bitch. I was mad. When I tell you, I was downstairs in Felicity's room. I was mad as fuck, bitch. I was hungry, bitch. And I wanted to eat, bitch. And I'm sitting here. I look over at my cell phone. I say to Marcus,
Where's the food? It's 12:40. He said that when they said 12:30, it must be on the way. Bitch, they done closed the store down and canceled our order. Bitch, I you know, a fat bitch was pissed, honey, because I needed something to eat before I went to sleep.
They didn't call us nothing. They said, well, you know, we closed early or we ran out of who knows what happened. Like, well, I guess the manager was ready to go, but, you know, as a serve, you know, we're going to credit y'all the $50, and, you know, we got free pizza, and we didn't have to pay for it, so thanks, Pizza Hut. But, damn, bitch, oh, that's what y'all do to the girls?
Okay, I see you now. Right. Hold on, y'all.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
Yolanda says, Miss Mika, will you come out to play? Mika says, oh girl, I got you 7 times and I always stayed. Yolanda replies, I always got Miss Niambi and even threw her off my back. Niambi says, my dips and hands are always ready to attack. Deja emerges from the shadows with the revenge on her eyes. All the girls are her prey, murder on her mind. Miss Ashley says, Miss Didi, I eat you every day of my life. Miss Didi says, please, you can never catch a beat. So girl, get it right. Christina says, I owe Miss Sanaya for that night in Escalita. Sanaya replies to the girls, please, I always used to eat her. Alyssa catwalks with a stern storm and says, Miss Sanaya, we haven't been on the floor since the Milan ball, so you have the nerve to try and come and win this ball. Tamara says, Miss Janice, your moves are so tired. Janice replies, Mercedes comes in moving her hips, asking for Miss Erica Kane. Erica Kane says, I'm the new queen of Philadelphia. You better go ask for Miss Champagne.
This is what I want to see.
Angel comes in laughing and kicking, ready to dip. Amina comes through with her high kick.
The cash is mine, give me that.
Then Roxy jumps in the middle with 3 backflips. Laomi spins in the middle screaming, I'm the queen of the revolution. Shadira says, girl, please, you haven't been hot since Vogue Evolution. Sexy Lexi got you in my city. Kelly says, Shadira, you haven't voted cute since you got your titties. Charisma comes in with her catwalk, being cunt. Letitia says, your feet move too slow and that Vogue is a stunt.
Yeah, this is what I want to see.
The CEO and founder of the House of Couture. The only bitch to throw a ball and give out tons and tons of cash. Need I mention? She's icon and lovely darling.
Is it?
Jasmine Couture.
Hello,
everybody,
everyone.
Welcome to the radio station, honey.
Hello.
The CEO and founder, honey.
That's the intro, Jasmine.
Hi, how's everyone doing?
Good.
So who do we have? Kelly.
We have Alexis, Jason, Tiffany, Rodney, Marcus, and myself.
Hi, Marcus. Hi, Alexis.
Hi.
Hi, Rodney. Hi, Tiffany. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Jason.
Hello.
Jason, you feeling better?
This hot toddy got me going through it, honey.
I hope you feel better. All right. I'm here to make a couple of announcements in reference to Gagaween. A couple of things I do want to bring up really quickly before I go into the major scandal. The ball is this Saturday, October 27th, at the Upscale Ballroom. For those of you who haven't been paying attention, I'm looking to have the doors open at 3 a.m. If you are a virgin or your house just has people walking the virgin categories, I would suggest that you guys be there early and on time and be the first one in line, because as soon as the doors open and we get you guys in the building, I am starting the virgin categories immediately. So if I were you, I would be ready at that point when you know that you're on that line or in those cars that pulled up in front of the building an hour early so you guys can get in there and get the category started. I'm not doing LSS in the beginning. I'm going straight into the virgin categories. I have spoken to the judges. They know to be there early as well. So, again, I specify, please be early as far as the virgin categories go. The second thing that I'm going to make an announcement on is everyone is asking me for the order of categories. Well, I don't think I'm going to release the order of categories. I think I'm going to leave it for the ball. If you are walking major categories and you want me to give you a hint or something on where your category is going to be at, you can reach out to me. But I'm not going to play the role of having order of categories out and everyone's just strolling in there at 7 and 8 o'clock in the morning. Get to the ball and get there early. I do not want this ball to last till 12 and 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So, for the people who are asking for that, again, I'm still not sure. I'm debating it. If you need to know where your categories are, I will gladly let you know. But I'm still going to stress that you get there early enough so you can be in the building. The next thing I'm going to talk about is the two added categories to Gagaween and the downfall of the other. Which one do you want to hear first? Alexis, Tim, Tiffany.
I want to hear the added categories first.
Okay. Now I'm going to go into the dismantle of the one. Over the past couple of months, when I started the grand prize of the 666 to 6,000, I have been in contact with all the team captains over and over again as far as the teams go, making sure that they had their teams and everything was going according to plan. I gave them pretty much until this weekend to show me that everything was going accordingly and that this would be an epic category for $6,000. A lot of people were coming to the ball to see this. I was highlighting legendary performance, and I was really honoring them that night. Unfortunately, they did not come through, and I pretty much had team captains contact. Can somebody mute their phone, please? I've had the team captains contact me, stating that they are not able to walk this category. They are not going to walk. I'm not going to sit here and bash the team captains. I'm not going to sit here and go into detail based on, you know, their feedback and on why they couldn't get it together. It is pretty much disappointing to me because I really had a lot of faith in the team captains, but the bullshit that I was going through with them for the past 3 months was pretty much unacceptable in my eyes. And I think for that amount of money, it could have been very, 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 it should have been really easy because I didn't make it hard for them. It shouldn't have been as hard as they made it out to be. I was having issues as far as them finding, a lot of the issues were they didn't have reliable femme queens, they didn't have reliable people on the team. I had team captains that I appointed as team captains jumping on other people's teams and then jumping out of the teams. I've had femme queens jumping on other people's teams and basically falling apart at the very last minute, causing the whole team to fall apart. I had team captains contacting me over and over again, stating that they could not get it together and they needed more people. Whose phone is that? Okay. I pretty much had a lot of back and forth, and a lot of it basically was me saying, stating to them, if you feel that you cannot do this, let me know, and I will appoint someone else as a team captain. And it just got down to the wire. This week was pretty much it for me. And I stated that I wanted this to be an epic night. I wanted this to, you know, really, I wanted to see these teams showcase their talent. And, you know, pretty much, you know, I was pretty much told by six different captains that they weren't able to do it. And they weren't going to be able to do it. They weren't going to be able to participate. And they weren't going to be able to pull it together. I closely monitored the teams. No one was having rehearsals. We did see rehearsals on, you know, YouTube. But again, you know, that didn't fall through. And, you know, again, it's not pointing the finger at anyone, but there was just no unity within the category. So based on that, what I decided to do was call for reinforcement. But I'm calling for reinforcement in a whole different fashion. I'm scraping the whole 666. I am now opening up this category to everyone. Stars, statements, legends, icons, anyone that walks performance. Butch Queen, Vogue Femme, Twisters, New Way, Old Way, Femme Queen performance, drag performance, any category, I'm calling for a team of five, not six. If you're defined enough, you can still bring six. But I'm calling for a team of five. Four Butch Queens and one female figure known for performance. I have already started planting the seed in everyone's ear, so they are aware of it. Four Butch Queens, one female figure known for performance. It's very simple. The first 13 teams to sign up at Gagaween will be able to walk. I'm not appointing any team captain. I just want four boys and one girl. No productions are necessary or needed at all. All they need to do is compliment each other in their looks. And in the intro, as they introduce their team, incorporate the theme of the ball. Pretty much get your girlfriend and build a team and bring it to Gagaween. Again, four Butch Queens, one female figure. You can combine your teams with legends, icons, statement stars, however you want to do it. And that's what I am looking for Gagaween. 13, the first 13 to sign up will be able to walk. The grand prize is no longer $6,000, though. The grand prize is now $2,500 for open to all performance. That is for the team category. Now, I have also added legendary Femme Queen versus Femme Queen performance for the legends and the icons only. Femme Queen performance in the little scandal commercial. Well, in the little scandal intro that you just heard, I'm calling out the legends and icons of performance. I am starting that pot at $1,000 just for those girls alone, and everyone is welcome to add additional to it to make it hot. And I've already had people stating that they will add at the ball. So I'm calling for them, and that category is just basically called revenge. Not calling for productions or anything like that. Basically, they will come out and call that bitch out with a reed and get them on the floor and battle them for $1,000. So those are the two categories that are added and replaced to the 666. And that is my statement.
Questions, comments, or concerns?
So, Jasmine, for the slow girls that might not get it, for that new category, what's basically you're saying, since they need to incorporate something from Gag and Wing, so they can all come in like Freddy mask or all have Freddy gloves, something like that?
As long as they incorporate the theme of the ball and their look as they're complimenting each other, they're fine. They want to come out there with white sheep as goats. They're all Halloween. They're like you said, Freddy costumes or whatever. They come dressed in all black with wicked looks on their face. If they come as zombies, however they want, whatever they feel that they can pull together, they can do that. Very, very simple. It shouldn't be hard at all. We are on the eve of Halloween, pretty much. Every store out there is having costumes. You should not be. It should not be hard to get something together. And I wouldn't have done this category if I didn't feel that they would be able to do it. And I've been speaking with a lot of different people over the past week, and a lot of people are on board, especially now that it has opened up. Of course, there are legendary girls that are upset about it, but unfortunately, I've given a lot of the legendary girls too many months to prepare for this, and they have completely let me down, with the exception of maybe one or two. I can definitely say that, but unfortunately, I just could not go in that direction, especially with the money of that magnitude. All right, this is where feedback is coming in.
Hold on, we got callers. 773-236, you're live on the air.
Oh, my God.
Okay. 443-934,
you're
live on the air.
Hello, Jasmine.
Yes.
This is Marquise. Well, you did say that all... Hey, we were talking earlier and stuff, and you say that all the teams wasn't together. As me and you were talking, you knew that my team was together, and I kind of think that's wrong because we were doing everything we had to do to get it together. So I think if you're going to change the category, you just need to air everybody out with these legends doing and bands so shiesty and fierce.
What do you mean? Say that again.
All these other team cats and girls that don't want to be, that's want to be hitting behind the screens because you... They say who all the team is. For at the end of the day,
he said that you should put them on blast.
Yeah, because my team is the only team. It's 16, and out of all the teams, my team is the only team that's together and has all the members, and now we have to suffer for the rest of these legends.
He's saying that it's not a mystery anymore.
I'm not
going to
put nobody on blast right now. No, I'm not going to do that. I've spoken to a couple of people, and I'm not going to disrespect that. I'm not going to disrespect anyone that way. I feel that they've disrespected me, and they've disrespected the people, and I pretty much feel that, you know, there's a lot of disrespect that was going on and a lot of bullshit that's happening. But unfortunately, I'm not going to play tit for tat with them. I'm not going to do the whole back and forth thing with them. I'm just not going to do that right now.
I'll take care of them.
Who?
Who said that?
Who is this?
Who is Sleep? Rodney?
Hold on.
What the hell?
Tiff?
I'm here.
Alexis?
Someone call me.
Oh, Jason?
That wasn't me. I asked who was asleep.
Marcus?
That wasn't me.
Oh. Well, bitch, who was asleep like that? 347-413, you're live on the air.
Hello, Jasmine. Hi, Kelly. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
Jasmine, my question is it for the Sim Queen performance, is it Legends versus Icons or just Legends and Icons?
Legends and Icons.
So could I just suggest something? Why don't you make it Legends versus Icons, and maybe you should raise it from 1,000 to maybe 2,000 or 3,000.
It's not gonna change it, you know. I'm not gonna make it versus, because how many icons do we know that are for female figure performance? For femme queen performance. How many icons do we know?
Alyssa, Sanaya, Ashley, Angel.
Okay.
Letitia.
Okay.
Who else? Anyone else know that I'm missing?
How many of them will come out and walk?
Yeah, you got to look at it that way. You want to make it an even playing field. And I'm sure the legendary girls are not afraid to battle the Archon girls and vice versa. It's pretty much open to, you know, them. And like I said, I'm starting it off with 1,000. So if everyone wants, you know, they want to see it, and that's what the girls have stated. You girls are always reaching out saying you want to see these girls perform. You want to see them, then add $10 or $20 to it. Add some money to it and make them, give them a show. I want to see it. I'll give $1,000 to see it. But now it's for you girls to see it as well. Add some money to it.
Alexis.
I hear you.
What?
Thank you, caller.
Mm-hmm.
Alexis, the girl said stop acting like that you was a snorer.
Bitch, you looking at me. You know that wasn't me. Cut the shit
oh,
off.
You're not on chat anymore. 347-569, you're live on the air.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello. Hey, Jasmine.
Hi.
Hey, darling. I wanted to know, did you have anything, did you have a bizarre category?
No, I don't have a bizarre category. No, I don't.
Because I really don't see that in the ballroom scene anymore. I was just wondering. Have you?
Never mind.
Say it. What did you want to say?
Because I think that would have been hot. That would have been a hot category for Halloween, a bizarre category for Halloween Gagoween Ball. I noticed I didn't see anything like that.
Yeah. But I don't see bizarre as much as we used to. And, you know, especially when it comes to, like, those towns. When these balls are, you know, it seems like a lot of people that come to D.C. are not from D.C. When it comes to those extravagant categories that have consistent, but the same thing with the grand prize. I told them that I didn't want them to, you know, you don't have to do big productions and props and all that stuff, because I knew a lot of the girls and a lot of the captains that I originally picked were not from the area. So now here you are building all this stuff and traveling with it in airports and buses and cars and stuff, and then you got to bring all this to the ball. So I try to make the category as simple as possible where they don't have to do all that. So that's one of the reasons why I don't, you know, deal with bizarre. But I would love to see bizarre come back. But thank you, Brian.
You're welcome, darling. I'll be there. Hopefully, if I get everything in my salon situated, I'll be there.
Okay. Marcus, Rodney, Alexis, Tiffany, Jason, any questions?
No.
Marcus, who is watching a porno?
Oh, not me.
Sounds like somebody playing a game or something.
Rodney?
Yes.
Anything?
No, I don't even have any questions. I mean, I guess based on the feedback from the participants, if they wasn't able to put it together, then you have no choice but to like cater to the masses per se. There's still sort of people can be involved.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much where it goes with that. You know,
right.
I just felt that every, you know, all the teams are, you know, just showing these signs of, you know, and it wasn't even based on that. It was the fact that they reached out and said they weren't able to do it. That's where the problem lies with me. why are you saying you're not able to do it? That's what it is. And then I had Tim Cassis actually telling me, cancel the ball, postpone the category, so forth and so on. We need more time. And I was really lost with that. You know what I'm saying? I was really, really lost with it. I didn't understand why you had all this time, you know, and I didn't understand why it was like that. I didn't understand why was it to the point where they couldn't get it together. And that's where my issue was. You know, and again, you know, even like with Marquise, Marquise was one of the only people that when I spoke to him, I got a level of comfort. You know what I'm saying? But that's one team. Other, and I actually picked seven teams, to be honest with you, in the very beginning. I picked six. But then I kind of was feeling, well, maybe I should get a backup one in the beginning, you know, in case something falls apart. Well, there you go with seven. And over the past week, I had six captains contact me and tell me that they're not able to do this. They're just not able. It's falling apart. I need help. I have all the team captains that are jumping shit. They're doing this. They're doing that. And no one's on board. And then I have participants that are walking, and their team captains are not even telling them what the category is based upon. They're calling me saying, well, my captain didn't tell me. My captain didn't tell me. He's not even returning my calls. But yet, he's supposed to be my captain. And I'm hearing all this stuff. And we're supposed to be going through. And I'm like, well, what do you mean you're going through? Your captain just called me yesterday saying that they're not going to be able to do it. You know, it's been too much going on over the past couple of weeks. It has been too much going on. I even reached out to them about a week or two ago and told them, I am thinking about changing the category. I'm thinking about taking it to this level with the legendary performance. And I asked them what all their opinions were on it. They all agreed and said, yeah, maybe we should do this. I was going to make it individual and stuff, but then I had to sit back and say, no, why am I still catering to the legendary girls when the legendary girls are the ones that let me down? I gave the opportunity for 42 legendary girls to come to this ball and perform, and they could not get it together. I had femme queens that just one minute they were in, the next minute they were out. Other femme queens, you got to pay for my hotel, you got to fly me in, you got to do this, you got to do that. Other femme queens ranting and raving all over Facebook trying to reach their captains, letting everybody know who the team captains are. Other team femme queens telling people, I'm on so-and-so's team, I'm on this team, I'm on that team, and they don't even know what team they're on. It was just too much going on. No one having the respect. You got one team that's going to rehearsal, paying for bus trips and everything, renting space out for rehearsal, and the other push queens or the other people on the team did not have the consideration to call the captains up or the other people that are up, I mean, on the team and say, I cannot make it to rehearsal, oh, so forth and so on. You got some queens that are coming out that would not do this on a regular basis. They are now coming out to be a part of this, and they have to deal with butch queens that have egos and I don't know what the problems were. But again, that's their issues. With too many issues, I did not see it going in the right direction, so I'm taking it to a whole different level. Hopefully, the other girls won't let me down.
So, Jasmine, how will the battles work? Is it going to be like Rumble style?
Rumble style.
Or...
Yes.
Okay.
Rumble. Thank you, Marcus. I meant to say that as well. Rumble style. Yes, it will be. There was also a lot of, and that's another thing about this. I don't want to keep pondering on them, but I'm getting messages as well that, yes, you're right. There were a lot of people that wanted to be a part of this that are showstoppers, that are people that, you know, they wanted to be a part of this. They wanted to be on teams, and the girls did not reach out to them.
the girls would not reach out to them. They would not. And you would tell them, okay, if so-and-so's giving you an issue, it's causing problems, why don't you go to this one? Why don't you go to that one? You know, they're still asking. They still want to be a part of the team, and they would not reach out. So it was a lot with that. But that's pretty much where it goes. It was going to be a waste of time, a waste of drama, and I didn't want people to come and not see performance. Performance was going to be the highlight of the ball, and then here we go. And, you know, and I let them know that there was going to be a gag factor. There was no surprises with this category. Of course, Gagoween. They all knew that it was going to be a gagger coming in with this ball. I was releasing riddles. I was contacting them, letting them know, be prepared. And I, you know, and I told them. And, you know, that's pretty much where it went with that. So now I'm opening it up to the stars in the station, the upcoming legends, all the girls that are out there that wanted to be a part of this, and as well as the other legendary performance people that did not get picked, that wanted to be a part of this, they now have the opportunity to walk this as well. And the people that still were teams or have teams or whatever, now you've got reinforcement. Now you have more people that you can reach out to, and now you can bring people aboard. Leave the egos alone, put all that aside, and allow people to be a part of your team. And that's where that goes. You stars and statements can reach out to the legends. Legends can reach out to the stars and statements. All these people want to feel like, oh, I don't want to walk with this one. They're not a master. They're not this. They're not that. All that drama and conflama and all that stuff. I don't want to battle statements. They're not clean. They're not this. They're not that. Whatever.
We have another caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Look at him. Since you done redefined the category, can we take that extra money and get off the jail so he can be at the gaggle wing?
What?
Yeah.
These hoes is crazy. What did she say?
She said that's all redefined the category. Can they take that extra? Can she take that extra money and get RR out of jail so he can be a gag away?
I can't.
Foolishness.
Bitch, the girls is a mess. Thank you, Mona. Oh my God, girl, the girls is just too anything. I can't. So nobody has no questions or anything?
I don't have any questions. I just think it's sad that they couldn't get it together. I mean, that I was really looking forward to that. That was, I thought, going to be a really, you know, hot thing to see, a hot battle. And, you know, that is for a stern coin, so I don't think Jasmine is wrong to say, no, I'm not going to just, you know, give you money.
And
like,
feel...
you're not even going to work. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even going to put in the time. And, you know, that is kind of disrespectful or whatever, but I just don't know. That's just
I think what blew my mind, and again, it's unfair to the people because, you know, there were certain people that were, you know, traveling in for this. There were certain people that were, you know, really putting a lot into it. And I just think it's so unfair, you know, when it comes to stuff like this. But what really blew my mind was the message I got last week. Like, you know, it was just that one little, you know, cancel the ball. We need more time. We need more time to do this. We need more time to do that. You need to push it or postpone it and little things like that. And that's what was the slap in my face. Like, are you serious? You know, you guys have had so many months. I've seen people build teams in a day. I've seen people really get things together, you know, really quickly. You have had more than enough time. I was not getting solid answers. People were not calling back. And it was just like they wanted to just have the title of being a captain, but yet they weren't putting no effort into it. You know, and that's where my main issue was with it. And then to have six people call me up and say, it's not working. You know, this is not working. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, I can't. And I'm not opening it up for y'all.
you know, well, open it up for us, and, well, maybe we should just, you know, you should do it this way, and let us do this, and let us be this, let us do two teams, let us do, you know, and you know, just everything's stupid. We don't like the 666 that represents the devil, and, you know, it was just so much stupidity that came with it. I'm not spending my money on that. No, I'm not doing that. I'm sorry.
Now, Jasmine, can I ask you a question?
Will,
sure.
Because Marquise already had his team built with the six, will his team be allowed to compete with the six, or he has to basically, like, cast away from that?
Like I said in the beginning, I'm calling for team to try, but if you are defined enough to have, you know, want to bring six, you can. You know, that's really up to them, you know. But I'm calling for five. But if they want to bring, you know, six, you know, and his, you know, defense, he's still allowed to walk, you know, in reference to that. But, you know, that's based on him and, you know, the rest of his team members. Marquise is a sweet person in my eyes, you know, and I feel really bad on, you know, on behalf of him because, you know, he was just always the one that, well, it was always the one that told me, don't let them, you know, don't let them get to you. You know, that's just how they are. Don't let them get to you. And, you know, it's sad that it's that way. But, you know, it's just when you're dealing with this and you see all this, it's like you have to just go in the direction that you feel. But, you know, everyone is still allowed to walk. For all the ones that contacted me and said, I lost this one now, and I lost that one now, and I lost this one now, okay, now you have more, you know, you have more people that you can reach out to. You know, it's just I'm not honoring legendary performance that night. I just can't. You know, it was just too much. And I know that, you know, certain people want me to put them on blast, and if I was to put them on blast, you probably would be like, oh, shit. But I'm not. Just like I respected them enough to not let everyone know who the captains were, and that's what I wanted to do last week. I said, well, maybe if I say who the captains are, then it would light a fire under their ass because now everyone will be watching and saying, oh, you're a captain, so now I need to see what you're going to bring. Or, oh, people will reach out and say, I want to be on your team. But when I asked them that, they said, no, don't tell nobody I'm a captain. I don't want no one to know I'm a captain. Or, you know, and I have to respect that. I don't want people to know. I'm not even telling my house I'm a captain because I don't want other people in my house to feel that I didn't pick them to be on my team. And then, you know, they feel like it's shade and stuff because there's other legendary performers within their house, but they weren't picked to be on the team. So, you know, I was trying to be nice and respectful to them, but I just really didn't know what to do at that point. So I said to myself and others that I talked to, if they don't get it right by this weekend and I do not get the call that I need, I'm going to have to go with what I feel. And that's why I'm doing it this way. So, Kelly, what is your opinion on it since everybody acted like a dark shadow has been cast?
I'll have an opinion next Monday.
Alexis?
She went back to snoring again.
Oh, shit.
Jason?
It wasn't called Gag or Wayne for nothing.
Damn sure wasn't. Tiffany?
I just think it's pitiful. It's sad, it's pitiful that they couldn't get it together in 3 or 4 months. I mean, especially with that amount of coin. I mean,
you know what?
I got an
opinion, but I have a stronger one next week. I just think it's so fucking horrible that these bitches want to sit here and they want to downplay everything that the new generation is doing here on the motherfucking floor, Miss Thing. But when you ask these new generation, you know, and I know you and the girlfriend, y'all don't get along, but Miss Thing, it's a fucking shame that you can ask the new generation, Jack can ask the new generation a month before the next Rumble to get a fucking team together, and they could get a fucking team together, and they could come out a month later and get a team together and do their fucking thing. And these bitches want to sit here and they want to read these new kids and downplay their motherfucking talent. And these old bitter bitches had 6 motherfucking months, not Marquis' team, but the other ones, had 6 motherfucking months to get a fucking team together, but they couldn't get a motherfucking team together because their egos is bigger than their funky-ass motherfucking drawers.
Wow.
And then you can have femme queens. You can have femme queens, and I'm not even going to say femme queens because I don't even know all the rest of the teams that was out there. I don't even know one Pacific team that was out there. So you could take and have a bitch that has not been on the back of the floor and give you mistaken bitch. When I got up the other morning, when I got up Thursday morning, bitch, and I seen that motherfucking video of my cousin Vogan, Miss Thang, bitch, that was the Sanaya that I knew from back in the days, Miss Thang, bitch, and I had to watch that video 20 motherfucking times in here, Miss Thang, because it gave me goosebumps. And that lady was out there on that floor, Miss Thang, fucking up her knees and everything and voguing and doing everything she was doing, Miss Thang. And then you have sorry ass butch queens that couldn't even show up for performance, Miss Thang, for rehearsals, Miss Thang. And this lady was showing up at every rehearsal and those butch queens couldn't show up, Miss Thang. Bitch, I think that's late and I think that's motherfucking tired, Miss Thang, because I wanted to see that lady carry the fuck on, Miss Thang, bitch. Okay? That's the scenario. All of these girls, they go up for my cousin now, Miss Thang. But none of you girls know that performance that y'all seen there on that motherfucking rehearsal, Miss Thang. That was the Sanaya that made her legend. This performance that she give y'all now is sexy, sinister. That's the sinister, okay? That was the performance, and I wanted to see that, Miss Thang. And I'm over it that it took that they had 6 months and they couldn't get a team together, Miss Thang. And I think that is horrible. But next week, Monday, Miss Thang, I'm gonna give y'all exactly what the fuck y'all need. Y'all need to keep y'all motherfucking old bitter asses in the motherfucking. See a citizen home. Stop having opinions on these motherfucking new kids and they motherfucking vote because you old tired ass bitches couldn't pull it the fuck together. But y'all got so much to say about these motherfucking new kids, bitch. Sit the fuck down, Miss Thang, and sit it down. I don't even want to hear anything about Legendary Performance at all anymore from anybody. And that's my opinion.
And you said it's going to be stronger on Monday? Damn!
And it's going to be stronger on Monday.
Rodney, based on your history with everything, what's your opinion on it overall? Do you feel that it should have gone in this direction? Do you feel that I should have just chopped it, period, and not gave the opportunity to the younger generation? What do you feel?
Well, you know, I'm an advocate for the younger generation. If we're going to evolve, we have to evolve. We have to be teachers as well. But like Kelly did say, I do agree with her about they always preach about we don't want to vote with the new kids. We want our own thing. We want to vote against our peers. We want to vote against our groups. So we heard that a lot on our show throughout the years. And you actually did give them a chance to do it. And as we see,
I even bent over backwards for them when I seen they were running into problems. I asked, do you think I should open it up? Do you want me to open it up even to just upcoming legends? You know, like the Ronaldos and you know, them, the girls that are, you know, we know they're 2 steps from being a legend anyway. Let's open it up to them if you guys are having so many problems. No, we got it. We'll do it. No. I got my team. We're good. 2 days later, we're not good no more. So-and-so is not calling me back. It was not until Caesar released that video, that was my first time even knowing about a rehearsal. There was never a rehearsal with all 7 teams. Never a rehearsal. Everything was talk over the phone. Never a rehearsal. Never nothing. There was nothing at all. No one got together. No one got face to face. We're gonna see each other tonight at 10 o'clock. We're gonna go out for drinks and stuff. I get the call the next day. You know, so and so didn't come. No one even bothered to call me back. They called me 2 days later and said, "Oh, I overslept." No one was taking it serious. Okay, do you want me to open it up to this one? Well, how about this one? Let's reach out to that one. I have a list of people who are asking me who are the team captains. I want to be on a team. It seemed like when I asked when the legendary group, the legendary performance group was a hot group at one time. When I announced this category, nobody was even talking in it anymore.
Miss A, that's because the girls is late, Miss A, because I was asking girls, Miss A, and they was giving away, oh, nobody asked me to be on their team. I don't know who the team got. The girls are just fucking late, Miss A. Girl, I didn't even tell. It makes me sick to my stomach to even sit here and still even talk about them, Miss A. Girl, bitch, please. Let's sweep these bitches underneath the rug, Miss A, and let them just be what they are, Miss A. Oh, bitter queens, Miss A. Next Monday, we're going to retire them for good. We're going to retire them. We're going to retire them like we retired those other people.
Well, in their defense, I understand what you're saying, and I agree. I do agree to a certain extent. But, again, it's sad because there was still a few that it was burning in them that they really wanted.
Oh, I know the few that it was burning. I know the few that the flame was burning and they sold Miss Thing and they was going to give them. I'm talking about the other ones, Miss Thing. The other ones that wanted to jump from this team and jump to that team and jump to here and jump to there and jump to here, Miss Thing, when they should have jumped together, Miss Thing. And you know what the problem is, Miss Thing? They want to feel like they're better than these new legendary girls and didn't want to ask them to be a part of their team, Miss Thing. That's the problem. These bitches got to remember, bitch, okay? At the end of the motherfucking day, bitch, we all started out as motherfucking not and made a name for ourselves. And these bitches want to feel like they better than these new legends. That's the problem.
So, Jasmine, let me ask you another question. Do you think, because I did hear, like, once some of the people came to you about, they was hearing that some film queens was trying to put an all-girl team together and this and that. So the teams were in works, but some of them came to you and was like, well, we don't have no girl on our team because they want to be on all teams together and different stuff like that. So you were trying to appease everyone, so you made, like, little brief changes, a little change here, a little change there. Do you think that affected some of the people's mindset and position of being on teams as well?
Well, I think in the very beginning that was something that was brought up, you know, will you allow all-girl teams? But the problem that I had with all-girl teams was if you were to take pretty much the majority of the sections and put them on the all-girl team, what reliable sections do you have left to be on the other five teams? And that's where my issue fell, and it still fell that way even as teams were building. Because, yes, the teams have had issues with their teams among themselves, but it was also fem queens that were having issues as well. And, you know, you had one fem queen that she's on one person's team. Well, originally she was going to be on one team. Then she pulled out or whatever and was on another team. And she's, you know, supposed to be meeting with this team captain and talking about everything with him. And then another team captain that lost his fem queen because she decided that, you know, it wasn't the right time in her life to do this and she had to focus on other stuff. So he was out of the fem queen. So he reaches out to this fem queen, and she's telling him, yeah, we're on the same team, and this is what we're going to do, and I'm so excited, and this is our production, not knowing that he's asking her to be on a whole new team. She's telling him the production of the other team that she was originally going to be on, and she was all over the place, even to the point where the team captain had to laugh and say, baby, I'm asking you to be on my team, not tell me, oh, no, I thought we were on the same team. She didn't even know what was going on. Why? Because a week before the ball or 2 weeks before the ball, she never even met her teammates. She never even talked to her team. She didn't know what fucking team she was on. All she knew is she was on a team for Gagaween. She didn't even know what team she was on. So here we go with STEM queens that some of them were just a little unstable. Now, if you take a team of six fem queens that are very strong and you send them through at Gagaween, what other fem queens are going to be left? So that's why I had to say no. I had to stipulate it to one femme queen per team, because in all honesty, I didn't really know how many femme queens would really, really want to be a part of this. And there was still, like you said, there's other femme queens out there. No one reached out to them.
But do you think like just like they always say, oh, well, the girls don't want to come out no more, or the girls feel like they're shaded, and girls like, so do you feel as if, because they might have thought that, oh, well, she's not going to walk anywhere, so I'm not going to ask her. But she's sitting at home waiting for someone to ask her.
And but you know what? You're right. You're right. But in the same instances, in those groups and stuff, I told those femme queens that were reaching out, I told them, post it, reach out in the group, post it, looking for a team or whatever, and they reached out, and no, everyone was silent. And then when the team captains would say they're losing this one, they're losing that one, this one or that one, I would tell them, well, you know, so-and-so's still looking for a team. She's available, or she said she can do it. You know, I can give you a list of girls that still are open, and they said they were definitely taken into consideration. But that those team captains were looking for those, like Kelly said, those exclusive girls, those girls that they feel that, you know, they didn't want to go to the, you know, to the newer or to the, you know, to the I don't know, child. I don't know how to define it because I don't know them like that. But they just didn't go. They didn't weigh out. They had options, and they just didn't reach out to them. But some of those teams, I think, would definitely have been hot. But I don't know what pushes them away. What really pushed them away, I don't know, because I made it my business to not speak to the teams. I didn't even want to know at that point. The only time I wanted to know what was really happening, I would say happened about a month ago, when I literally heard that one of the team captains did not have enough respect or dignity to contact me after I clearly said to you or to them, if you feel that you cannot do this, please let me know and I can go out and find another captain. I found out from one team captain that this person came on their team, did this and that, and then left the team. And I said, what the hell is going on? It was like some type of sabotage. And I'm like, well, this is a team captain. How is a team captain doing this? And when I'm reaching out to that person, they're not responding back to me. And I told them in the beginning, I will be contacting you randomly, and when it gets closer to the ball, a lot more, to follow up with you to make sure everything is going according to plan. And then they started not reaching out. They stopped contacting. And then I'm finding out from other teams that, oh, he's on my team. But how is he on your team? He's a team captain. How is that working? He never told me that he was on a, I'm giving you a position that night. You know, I'm giving this to you, and you're on somebody else's team, and you're not even telling me. But then you're still not telling me. You're telling me to cancel the ball because you lost two members on your team. You never had a team. You was on somebody else's team. And that other team lost their femme queen. You didn't lose two members. They lost their femme queen. So what got you to cancel the ball? This ain't going right now.
Hold on. You're live on the air. Legendary Kevin.
Hello.
You're live on the air, love.
Oh, what's up? What's up, Kelly and everybody? This is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Hello. Hey. What's up, Jasmine?
Hey, Kevin.
I just want to just let it be known that it was a lot of things going on behind the scenes as far as the Gagging Wing $6,000 performance. My team was together. The only reason that we really did back out is because Sanaya did hurt her leg in the end. If Sanaya was still right and she didn't want to hurt her leg any more than it already was, so you guys know that we were walking because we released the practices early. So that was just to let everyone know that, you know, it was a little behind-the-scenes thing that we were going to release after the fact, after we had walked, and the gagger was having Sanaya on the team because that was the ultimate gagger, to have the Queen of Femme Queen performance actually voguing again. So as far as the the other stuff going on, like the sabotage and stuff. I'm not going to say any names, but we all know who people that the people that were doing those kind of things behind the scenes, trying to, if their team wasn't right, they were going to try to mess up everyone else's team. Someone else's team fell apart, and so they decided, well, honey, if my team ain't going to be right, then I guess nobody else's team is going to be right. And I don't feel that that's fair. But they weren't going to sabotage my team because my team had been – I don't reach out to many girls. There was only certain girls that I was going to reach out to, which I did, and I got those girls that I wanted. So there was not going to be anyone coming into my team and trying to wreck shop. Although this person that I'm speaking of, I do see that person, but I wasn't going to reach out to them so they can try to turn me in the end. And also to piggyback on what you said earlier about the all-girl team, the all-girl team was a big thought. I originally wanted an all-girl team with me as the one butch queen, and all those girls would have been my clique, my family. But that same person went to Jasmine and complained to Jasmine and maybe to a couple other team captains and said that would have been unfair. Why? I mean, I'm still kind of tight over that because it's like there's so many girls in the scene. There are a lot of girls in the scene that you can reach out to. Plenty of girls. There are plenty of legendary film queen performances still left. And to do that, it's just kind of like, you know, it's like, what's up? Like, why you got to do that? Like, you don't think you can pull it off? You got to battle these girls? I mean, I don't understand the fact that he just did that. Well, I don't know. I'm not going to say names, but there's still a lot of stuff that, and I'm sorry. And the other team had the Marquise. His team was together from what I heard. So this was the reason that I was still trying to keep on going because I heard that Marquise's team was still in tip-top shape, and I was like, well, this is going to be the team that we were going to have to battle. Marquise's competition, so it was going to be good. I thought it was going to be a good thing. And that's why I didn't want to back out like when you called me before and asked me, did we want to change the category? I was like, no, I didn't want to change the category. I wanted to keep it how it was going and let everyone get their life. And I'm going to say that everything Kelly said was right. It's like it's no shade. There's too many of us that's walking around screaming legend and all this stuff, and they don't want to do this, they want to do that. But this was a perfect opportunity for everyone to get together, come out, and show what they have, show what they can do. And they didn't do it. People don't answer phones. People don't come to practices. And it's just a lot. And I think it is really tired that no one's team is actually ready to walk a week before the ball. I just think it's really bad. So I'm not even going to defend or anything because I do think that everything Kelly said and any other reason everyone is going to throw, it's true. It's like if the new girls can get it together in a week, which I know these girls are going to come through, if they can get it together in a week, there's no reason why all these people that are supposed to be legends that have been doing this for years cannot do it. I don't understand.
And I think that's what's going to be the gagger at Gagaween when you do see them. And I hope, I have faith in them, when you do see them get it together. You know what I'm saying? It's not any different. The original stipulations with the 16 captains for Gagaween for the 6,000 were pretty much in the same line. They didn't have to do productions because I didn't want them building a whole bunch of stuff and having to travel with it. I wanted them to incorporate the theme of the ball and their looks and then whatever introduction that they bring in to the ball, you know, the way they introduce their category. And, you know, to be prepared to battle, you know, and it's pretty much the same thing. You know, a lot of them, you know, they were doing what they had to do. They had a lot of ideas, and a lot of them were taking it, you know, because they had the time, they were taking it to those levels of, you know, rehearsed shows and you know, unity and props and productions, and you know, I heard some of the stories that they were gonna, you know, what they were gonna bring and stuff, but it really, really is not any different at this point. You know, and that's the same thing that everyone else has the opportunity to do within the next couple of days, is to do the same thing. Now, if the legend still feels defined enough, they can do it, pull it off. But the bottom line is, we already know how they feel. They are not going to want to compete with the younger generation.
Hmm. I just think it's really sad. I really do. And if Marquise's team is still together, I think Marquise really should just go out there and let them know, you know, what legendary performance is. I would support them 100%. I think if their team is still together, I think they should still go out there and serve and battle whoever they need to battle.
No shade, Miss A. It's no shade. I think Marquise's team should open up this motherfucking category, Miss A. Okay. And show the girls exactly what it was and what it was going to be.
If they still got it, I think they should do it. I really do.
Bitch, I'm so glad that you called in here, Kevin. I wish the other team captains would call in here and, you know, and voice their opinions on what happened with their team, Miss Thing, honey. Because
no,
they had
know,
a lot.
They're still, like, you know, all these girls are, like, older and they established or whatever. There's lots of egos coming to play. Everyone is, well, I'm legend or I've been legend before and this and that and this. And lots of girls, some of these girls still secretly can't take each other on the low. So it's like, you're still going to have.
Hold on, Kevin. It's the father of all fathers, the icon pioneer. Tony. Oh, he gone. What happened? His phone dropped. Tony was just on the phone line, but his call dropped. If somebody's around Tony, he wants to get back in. Can y'all call him on three-way? Because the show is locked now. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, I'm just saying some people still secretly can't take each other on the low, so it's like it's competition, even on a team, and it's all inside shade, and it's like it's too much. And then someone leaving different teams, jumping to different teams, is like that's kind of shady. It's like, you know, what is a person to do? You get a person on your team, and you think that they're down for your team, and then they get you to the ball, and they're not on your team, or they don't show. That's kind of fierce.
Yeah, it is, honey. I just knew the girls was coming out to. Oh, I was ready, baby. Oh, I was so ready.
Well, you knew, cause you knew.
Yeah, I knew. I was ready, baby. I knew. I was ready, baby. And I knew she was going to rehearsals and everything. So I knew she was going to give me that Bianchi Cunt 5411 two strap Reebok Naya mistake. I was ready. I was ready. Honey, I was so ready when I seen that video. It just gave me goosebumps. I was so, girl. But, you know, she messed up her knee, so, you know. But, honey, I was ready.
Maybe in another time. Maybe it'll happen again someday. I don't know.
Maybe. I hope it do, honey. I hope so, honey. I hope so. Jason, Tiffany, Rodney, Marcus.
Yeah.
What's the team?
Oh, Kevin. Kevin, it's Rodney.
Hey.
I was watching the video. Y'all said they have six. I only saw five in the video.
That rehearsal, the one person, one of our people couldn't, is not in the country, and the other person didn't make it in time for the video.
Oh, okay.
So,
for the
yeah.
video, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad. Then you as the captain representing your legacy and the house that you still had your team intact and based on your film queen getting hurt, but you guys had
make no mistake, it was hard. It wasn't easy.
Right.
It wasn't easy. It is a task. So it wasn't easy. And it definitely wasn't easy pulling Sanaya. But even pulling the boys, the Bush Queens, was a task too. Because some people
right.
just don't want to vote no more. They say they don't want to vote, and once they start getting into it, then they're ready and they're pumped, and they're still pumped. They're all kind of like, they still want to walk. Like, you know, I don't think there's no replacement for mine. There was no replacing her, so.
Right.
And the only other person I wanted to replace her with wasn't walking, so it's like, you know, it's a done deal.
Right. And everybody in the ballroom team wanted to see her.
Baby, they was gonna gag, baby.
So Kevin, what is your opinion on it now being opened up to the younger generation? Do you feel that they will be able to pull this off?
Probably so, because more so, I mean, lots of the younger generation, what they do is they vogue a lot. They're always voguing, you know, they have practices, they kiki and all that kind of stuff. Lots of the older girls, they don't do that anymore. They used to, but they don't do it anymore. So it's like, you know, they kind of laid back, they do this, they do that. So, no, you know, I think it's going to be much easier for them because they vogue all the time, majority of them. So it's like, you know, what's up? We ready. And I think that's good. I mean, I used to be like that too, but you know, it's just a time and a different time, a different place.
Who is that talking?
Who is that?
You sound like Marcus.
It's like it was someone's phone. I mean, someone's television or something.
No, they just said Sanaya was walking on the team.
They said Sanaya was what?
Walking on the team.
Oh yeah.
Who is that?
It sounds like somebody is really snoring.
Alexis. That's Alexis, Miss Thang. Alexis is over there knocked out, Miss Thang.
No, bitch, I'm not knocked out. That was my child you heard just now fucking talking.
Oh. Oh, your child or your.
Do you hear him talking?
Yeah, that's not your child, Miss Thang. I know who that is. I know that voice.
Who is that? Who is that, there, Kelly?
Baby,
stay out of
know,
my background.
Miss Thang, girl, stay away from those Revlons.
Who? You bitches better break it, because the Revlons are better.
Say who, Tay? Who, Tay? Oh. I know that's
Kevin,
right.
Kevin, did you get a chance to hear the scandal sheet for the Femme Queen performance, Legendary Femme Queen performance?
No.
Hold on, I'll play it for you.
Who is that snoring like that?
I don't know, I'm about to find out. Yeah, go
bitches. Yolanda says, Miss Mika, will you come out to play? Mika says, oh girl, I got you 7 times and I always stayed. Yolanda replies, I always got Miss Niambi and even threw her off my back. Niambi says, my dips and hands are always ready to attack. Deja emerges from the shadows with the revenge on her eyes. All the girls are her prey, murder on her mind. Miss Ashley says, Miss Didi, I eat you every day of my life. Miss Didi says, please, you can never catch a beat. So girl, get it right. Christina says, I owe Miss Sanaya for that night in Escalita. Sanaya replies to the girls, please, I always used to eat her. Alyssa catwalks with a stern storm and says, Miss Sanaya, we haven't been on the floor since the Milan ball. Do you have the nerve to try and come and win this ball? Tamara says, Miss Janice, your moves are so tired. Janice replies, Mercedes comes in, moving her hips, asking for Miss Erica Kane. Erica Kane said, I'm the new queen of Philadelphia. You better go ask for Miss Champagne. This is what I want to see. Angel comes in laughing and kicking, ready to dip. Amina comes through with her high kick.
The cash is mine, give me that.
Then Roxy jumps in the middle with 3 backflips. Laomi spins in the middle, screaming, I'm the queen of the revolution. Shadira says, girl, please, you haven't been hot since Vogue Evolution. Sexy Lexi got you in my city. Kelly says, Shadira, you haven't rolled cute since you got your titties. Charisma comes in with her catwalk, being cunt. Letitia says, your feet move too slow, and that Vogue is a stunt. Yeah, Vogue, bitches. This is what I want to see.
This is what I want to see.
Miss Thang, hold on. Let me find out who the fuck this is. Hello?
They're going in.
It's going down. Tiff. Miss Tiffany is not.
out, Miss Tay. Miss Tiffany flatlined, honey. Miss Tiffany, baby, they're going to get her tomorrow night.
Yes,
Miss
Tay,
Miss Tiffany flatlined on the show, honey.
She was tired from the weekend.
Honey, yes, honey. She had a long weekend, honey. Honey, baby, well, I don't know, honey. Yeah, I'm over there, sunny. Baby. I'm gagging, honey. So anybody else got anything to say?
Oh, RuPaul's Drag Race.
That's not what I asked. Anybody got anything to say? Okay, I guess nobody ain't got nothing to say, honey. I guess nobody have nothing to say. Tomorrow night will definitely be the Tea Party cast will definitely be on. You know, they definitely gonna voice their opinion on the switch of the category and everything, honey. They're also going to read Miss Tiffany in her hibernation, honey. My sister will definitely be on Wednesday night, and it'll be a state of emergency show. Slash, if you have any questions about the Gagaween that's going on this weekend, honey. And then I'll be here Monday night to give you the live exclusive recap of the ball, the reading of the will, honey, because that's what it is. I'm going to give you all the reading of the will next week, Monday, honey. But everybody, please say goodnight one by one. We're about to get up out of here.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone, and see you for Tea Party Tuesdays.
Ronnie?
Good night, everybody. You guys have a safe and prosperous week. See you all Saturday.
Marcus? Oh, Marcus going to. Well, I'm the legendary Kelly Mizrahi. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into tonight, please remember to practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. And we're going to take y'all away with the Femme Queen Scandal Sheet.
Yolanda says, Miss Mika, will you come out to play? Mika says, oh girl, I got you 7 times and I always stayed. Yolanda replies, I always got Miss Niambi and even threw her off my back. Niambi says, my dips and hands are always ready to attack. Deja emerges from the shadows with the revenge on her eyes. All the girls are her prey, murder on her mind. Miss Ashley says, Miss Didi, I eat you every day of my life. Miss Didi says, please, you can never catch a beat. So girl, get it right. Christina says, I owe Miss Sanaya for that night in Escalita. Sanaya replies to the girls, please, I owe you. Used to eat her. Alyssa catwalks with a stern storm and says, Miss Sanaya, we haven't been on the floor since the Milan ball. Do you have the nerve to try and come and win this ball? Tamara says, Miss Janice, your moves are so tired. Janice replies, Mercedes comes in moving her hips, asking for Miss Erica Kane. Erica Kane said, I'm the new queen of Philadelphia. You better go ask for Miss Champagne.
This is what I want to see.
Angel comes in laughing and kicking, ready to dip. Amina comes through with her high kick.
The cash is mine, give me that.
Then Roxy jumps in the middle with three backflips. Laomi spins in the middle screaming, I'm the queen of the revolution. Shadira says, girl, please, you haven't been hot since Vogue Evolution. Sexy Lexi got you in my city. Kelly says, Shadira, you haven't rolled cute since you got your titties. Charisma comes in with her catwalk, being cunt. Letitia says, your feet move too slow, and that Vogue is a stunt.
Yeah!
Yeah!
This is what I want to see!
What I want to see!